breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. It is final stop in his week-long Asia tour.
It's a great honor to be here. Incredible people, incredible country.
President Trump has arrived in South Korea.
World leaders are gathering in South Korea's ancient capital this week, and U.S. President Donald Trump is one of the first to arrive. On his way from Japan, he said he is optimistic about his meeting with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Before then, he will speak to prominent industry leaders, including the CEO of NVIDIA and Samsung, and later sit down with South Korea's president, Lee Jae-myung.
The BBC's Jay Kwan reporting from South Korea. House Republicans have released a troubling report on former President Biden's cognitive health and its impact on his performance in office.
The long-promised report issues a scathing critique of Joe Biden's inner circle, accusing a cover-up of the former president's mental condition and misuse of the auto pen. Even though the report includes no specific instances of illegal activity, Republicans said their findings cast doubt on all of Joe Biden's actions in office, and they're urging the Justice Department to conduct a full investigation. Biden has denied that he was unaware of his administration's actions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Melissa has made landfall in eastern Cuba, roaring ashore as a Category 3 storm after pummeling Jamaica as one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. The hurricane blamed for 7 deaths in the Caribbean. World Series tied at 2 games apiece after Toronto beat Los Angeles 6-2 last night in Game 4. The government shutdown rolls on today, day 29. The Fed expected to cut its key interest rates later today, and it may signal another rate cut on the way before the end of the year. Stock futures mixed on Wall Street this morning. The Dow futures down 125 points. NASDAQ futures 74 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. We've had a look through Annapolis already this morning, and you're good right now from Route 8 across the main span on the westbound side. Three lanes are open, two eastbound, of course, and everybody's clear from Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. Nothing major early. Lanes are open. A little busy already southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Our Beltway looks good. Even on the west side, no problem. You might see a minor wreck on the shoulder. Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. It just went to the shoulder on the outer loop at Old Georgetown Road. You'll probably see some brake lights there beginning right around Route 29. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool again today. Breezy too with highs in the mid-50s. We are tracking some scattered showers by this afternoon and especially tonight as lows fall back into the low 50s. Heavy rain and very gusty winds will greet you Thursday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
49 degrees in Boley's Quarters, 44 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A former Shepherd Pratt nurse is facing rape charges involving a 17-year-old girl who was under his care. Baltimore County police say 35-year-old Michael Cabanaland was arrested after investigators found text messages and surveillance footage linking him to the victim. Detectives say the assaults happened earlier this year after the girl was discharged from the hospital and taken to an apartment in Towson. Cabanaland remained
remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Baltimore is rolling out more than $4.6 million in local relief as the federal government shutdown threatens food assistance and paychecks for thousands of residents. Mayor Brandon Scott says the funds will support food distribution, rental aid, and child care for affected families and federal workers. About $1.7 million will go to local food programs, while another million will help cover rent for federal employees and those in subsidized housing. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 915, the Pick 4, 8546. You're listening to Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. How about Vlad Jr. answering the bell?
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face, putting the team on his back.
Joe Davis had the call on Fox, and what a postseason it's been for Vlad Jr. Batting 419 in October with 7 homers, 14 driven in. None more important than last night off Shohei Ohtani. And the Jays pull out a 6-2 win in L.A., evening the Fall Classic at 2 games apiece. After the game, third baseman Ernie Clement, who had a key hit late in the game, on the team's performance.
It's just a great collective effort. With everybody that's on our roster and that's been on our roster, it's everybody pulling in the same direction and keeping the boys rolling. It's awesome.
So it's going to go back to Toronto for at least a game 6. We'll see how far this one can go. Ravens will sneak in one final practice today before boarding a plane tonight for Miami. Short week. It'll be a Thursday night encounter. Always tough on the road team. Head coach John Harbaugh on what the biggest challenge is.
Well, I think it's the short week travel. You know, it's you're not very far out of the game, 72 hours or something like that, and you're getting on a plane and traveling, and that's the biggest challenge.
Both teams come in at 2-5. Ravens are 7.5-point favorite on the road. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Caps are stymied in Dallas, and the case of the missing pinball machine is solved. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, October the 29th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this morning, Maryland suing President Trump over the SNAP benefits, the food stamps. We'll take a look at that. Schumer shutdown reveals a massive food stamp of fraud, a massive problem with the EBT program. But for the 13th time, our top story here today, Democrats here in the state of Maryland, Chris Van Hollen and also Angela Alsobrooks, the Democrat senators refusing to vote for the 13th time to reopen the government. And it is something that this is all on the Democrats. I keep watching all these people, including, well, people that should know better, trying to lecture us on civics. You know, all sorts of lefties here in Baltimore, throughout the country, saying this is a civics lesson. They're saying, basically, if you don't, Republicans control the White House. Republicans control the House, and Republicans control the Senate. While that is true, the margins are very tight. And the civics lesson they're forgetting is that there's something called the filibuster rule. And it used to be, with the filibuster rule, you actually had to talk nonstop to hold the floor and hold up a bill. We don't do that anymore. Now all they do is say you need 60 votes to invoke cloture or to break the filibuster. That's 60 votes. So there are 52 Republicans now, right now, voting to reopen the government. Rand Paul does not vote because there are actually 53. But so 8 Democrats are needed. 3 Democrats have already, pretty much, Fetterman, Catherine Cortez Masto in Nevada, and also Angus King, who is an independent who caucuses with the Democrats. They've been voting with the Republicans. So you need 5. That's all you need. You need 5 Democrats. That's it. And if Van Hollen and also Brooks would vote with the Republicans, you need 3. But, of course, they're not doing that. And they're not doing it because they think they're going to win this argument. The sad part about it is they're losing the argument, and they are basically voting to not reopen the government, to not pay the military, to not pay air traffic controllers, Border Patrol agents, customs agents, the Coast Guard. People that protect the United States of America are not being paid. As far as I'm concerned, all public safety positions are essential and should be paid, including air traffic controllers. But now the big concern now is the SNAP benefits, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as food stamps. In addition, the Democrats are refusing to reopen government and demanding millions for a global rainbow mafia agenda. All sorts of awareness campaigns. They want to give health care to illegal aliens. They want to give food stamps to illegal aliens. They want to give all these benefits that Americans are paying for. We are tax dollars. We are the makers. And they want to give it to the takers, the illegal alien crowd. So that's what they're up against so far right now. And the 13th time, Schumer and his power-hungry cronies refusing to reopen the government. And, of course, all these individuals are now set to go unpaid starting this Friday. There are simple facts about the government shutdown. We'll share some of those with you in just a second as well. 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. The good news is President Trump's approval ratings are up, and the poll numbers show that Republicans are winning this argument, so they just have to stand fast. Don't bend the knee. Chuck Whitaker does bend the elbow on frequent occasions. Oh, 613 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, for the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
It's raining. Just started raining.
Gross.
Liberty well, that's road. Good, because I've got a bunch of grass seed that I need to get watered.
Good. That should help the morning rush hour very nicely. Why don't you just leave now and go spread it like you normally do?
Thank you. I'm an expert at spreading.
Yes, no it is raining. I can see it in the overhead light here at Liberty Road. So it's a light rain, but it's just going to be enough to set things maybe a little crazy if we don't watch out. So take it easy early on the Beltway, and we'll see where else it's raining. But right now it's kind of scattered around the area for the early morning ride. There is one new wreck from Adirondack County, westbound Route 32 at the intersection at Route 175. And so far have not seen any issues early at both the Harbor Tunnels. But again, it is early. And things can change, though, with this rain. Just looking back here at the interchange right around I-70 in the Beltway. Yep, and we're getting the light rain. See the spray off the vehicles there. So heads up for the light rain as we get underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cool today. High of 55. Scattered showers move in a little bit later on this afternoon, early evening. We're already getting some rain activity here this morning. So, again, Thursday morning, we'll have some high winds and a heavy downpour over the next couple days. So, tomorrow even looks worse than today. So, Chuck is going to be earning his dough.
I won't be here tomorrow.
And we're not talking to, oh, that's right, you're off tomorrow. That's right. Okay. So you dodged a bullet.
Just in time.
Just in time. 44, light rain in Columbia, and right now 49 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Donald Trump's granddaughter, Kai Trump, a senior on her high school golf team, received a sponsor's exemption to play golf in the event on the LPGA Tour in November.
Wow. Yeah.
In Clearwater.
Yeah.
You better go see her.
Oh, you're going to see her. And didn't she get a scholarship to Miami?
She did.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
She's really good.
Yeah. I said, apparently she's very good, according to her grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And she's so good that Trump's going to tear down the other wing of the White House to build a driving range. So you have a grand ballroom on the one side and a driving range on the other.
I heard he's going to, if he's in town, he's going to come to Clearwater and watch her play.
I bet he will.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, hopefully I'll see him.
Elon Musk has launched Grokopedia. That is supposed to be the right-leaning version of Wikipedia. Wikipedia is so lefty, it's not
Absolutely.
Even funny. Now, if only he could do something with Google. Maybe he could Grokle. How about that?
Grokle.
Have a good search engine there. Hip-hop legend Flavor Flav has been named the official hype man of the USA's Olympic bobsled and skeleton teams.
I'm confused.
Well, first you had Snoop Dogg, right? Snoop Dogg became an Olympic correspondent. Why not Flavor Flav? He could also be a timer because he has that big clock that he wears around his neck.
Is that that's the dude who wears the clock?
Yes, the big clock.
Okay, now I know what you mean.
New survey shows that most Americans turn to a tax professional by the age of 29. Ironically, it's about when they start guzzling Pepto-Bismol as well.
For real.
Hey, the new polling in the race for mayor of New York City shows Andrew Cuomo is quickly gaining on Zohran Mamdani, the commie. So it's Mamdani says he can feel Cuomo breathing down his neck, much like many of his female staffers.
Nice.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you can't listen to those polls. You know how those polls are.
No, those polls are all over the place. I do think the race is tightening now, whether or not it's enough to fend off the socialist turnover of New York, we don't know. But I do think the polls are tightening in Jersey. And now that's a 1 point. The 1 point for governor of New York, which is next year.
Right.
Is now showing that very interesting between Stefanik and Kathy Hochul. She's an absolute nut. And the polls are tightening in Virginia and New Jersey, so we're about, next Tuesday is the election day.
Wow.
Kelsey Grammer has become a dad again at the age of 70.
Well, that's like Tony Randall. He was in his 80s.
Yeah. So he plans to homeschool his child. He's going to go to grammar school.
Nothing like going to your kid's graduation at 91.
If you make it. If you make it, indeed. 50 best American cities for ghosts to live. Baltimore makes it. We're number 10.
For ghosts. Ghost residents. Okay.
To live. Yeah. Savannah, Georgia, number 1. Charleston, South Carolina, number 2. New Orleans, with all that voodoo stuff, number 3. So Baltimore does make that list. The new Bruce Springsteen biopic. Have you heard about it? It's called Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. It is completely a box office dud.
Yes.
Yeah. It looked like it would be.
Yeah. Bombed in the USA is what they're calling it.
Sorry, boss. You did.
Now, again, he alienated a lot of people. I mean, once he started, you can vote whoever you want for, you can campaign whoever you want for, but when you start trashing the other side.
At your shows.
Yeah, and at your shows.
I want to go see him perform.
Exactly.
Hear that crap.
Great performer. He would do, and the reason why he would do 3-hour shows is because, he grew up a working class guy, and he wanted to make sure that they gave him, the people that spend their good money for their concerts, he gave him a show. And he did.
I never liked his stuff.
Some of us saw the early stuff. I like the early Springsteen.
Yeah, there may be a couple of the early ones, but after that, that was it.
I'm with you, Chuck.
You never liked him at all?
I was never really a big fan.
Yeah, you were never born to run.
I was never born to run. I was born to sit down.
Isn't that grass seed waiting for you, Mr.
No, I don't need to do it right now. It's been crazy having to water every 15 minutes when you first have grass seed.
Oh, I know. I know how it goes.
Yeah, you put it on a timer. It still doesn't work right. All right, hopefully it'll come up, and maybe it won't get washed away in this heavy downpour that's coming tomorrow.
Right?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. So for the 13th time, you have Democrats voting not to reopen the government. Again, that includes your Maryland delegates. In fact, on the House already passed their version. Not a single Democrat voted for it. Andy Harris did vote for it. And right now, here are the facts. These are the facts in this debate, this argument. Democrat votes are required to open the government. As I said, we need five right now. Democrats have voted 13 times to keep the government closed, including Senators Van Hollen and also Brooks. And Democrats refuse to fund the government until Congress restores their left-wing agenda. As I said, illegal alien health care, illegal alien food stamps, you name it. And they're not doing that. And President Trump has said they're not going to do it. And they're going to. And now, what could happen is, and we'll talk about this maybe a little bit later on, is the filibuster itself. They have something called the nuclear option. They could change the rule in the Senate so that it required just a simple majority, 51 votes, and not a 60 vote threshold. And that's the big debate whether Republicans do that or not. Tommy Tuberville saying, "Yeah, we might have to be forced to do that if Democrats won't capitulate." So we'll talk about that. What the possible ramifications of that could be as well. All right, 6:21, you're listening to Casey and Company. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Hi, this is Mark McVeary. Living on a fixed income has never been harder, especially if you still have a mortgage payment. That's why a reverse mortgage can really help. It can eliminate that payment, pay off other debts, and put some extra tax-free cash in your pocket. When it comes to your home, local experience matters. I've been helping homeowners for over 30 years, and I know money is tight, so there's no money out of your pocket to get the money you deserve. Call 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
No! What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Six twenty-two minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company, 410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. So I'm just question is as to who you think is at fault here for the Schumer shutdown. I'm calling it the Schumer shutdown because obviously the Democrats, and then we've had several people say already that they're using this for leverage. The minority leader of the House, Catherine Clark of Massachusetts, admitted this is leverage. We have the Delaware Senator Chris Coons saying yesterday, yes, this is all they have left for leverage. It's all they have left. So they're admitting that this stuff is unpleasant, that people aren't going to get paid, and people aren't going to be able to eat because of the food stamps. We'll talk about that on the other side of the 6:30 news. That's outrageous that 42 million people are on food stamps in this country. I don't know whether that is a national scandal or a national embarrassment or both, but we'll talk about that as well. 6:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
And again, some areas aren't getting some rain this morning, so be prepared for that. Right here at Greenspring Avenue, doesn't appear that the roadway is wet. And I've looked over at Hartford Road, looks like the same story there, but the west side is definitely getting the rain in that area between Liberty Road and down through Route 40 West and down through Frederick Road. So already we can see there's a little bit of a speed reduction coming south from 795 and starting to fill in right there and going south towards Liberty Road. So the rain is already having an impact. Doesn't appear that there's anything on the roadway at this point. Always like to check down around I-70 and the ramp area at the Security Boulevard right now. Just seeing some heavy traffic. Just going to check one more camera. Yeah, it's really jammed up right after I-70 and down through Route 40. So the rain is having an impact over there on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cool today, high about 55. Scattered showers move in later on this afternoon and evening, but we're already seeing some shower activity right now. And then tomorrow, Thursday, it'll be, again, heavy downpours, high winds. Again, we got that Hurricane Melissa that's plowed through Jamaica. Now it's hit Cuba and may touch Bermuda on its way out to sea. And we do not expect any kind of U.S. landfall from Hurricane Melissa. Right now, light rain. 44 in Owings Mills and 44 with light rain in Ellicott City. We're talking about the Schumer shutdown. Who do you blame? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And it is right now, the polls would indicate the Democrats are getting the rough end here. They're getting the short end of the stick. Trump's approval ratings are up since the last shutdown and up overall. And also, of course, a lot has to do with his so far success of a trip over in Asia. The big kahuna is tomorrow, as the president's going to meet with Xi Jinping. But right now it appears, and that's the reason why Republicans have found some unity here with John Thune and with Speaker Johnson and elsewhere. Marjorie Taylor Greene and others saying, you know, we need to move the ball forward. But I think that might happen if Democrats aren't willing to do something here, especially as the food stamps are cut off. And X was filled yesterday with folks basically spilling the beans on food stamp fraud, and a number of individuals, black and white, that were complaining about having no food. And what they're going to do with no food. You're going to hear some incredible audio coming up, hopefully, a little later on this morning. We're having some technical difficulties with our audio source, but we'll hopefully get that fixed here at the bottom of the hour. Yesterday, Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown joined 22 other attorneys general and three governors. They filed a suit against the U.S. Department of Agriculture, accusing the agency of unlawfully suspending food assistance for millions of Americans during the ongoing federal government shutdown. The lawsuit filed against the USDA and its Secretary Brooke Rollins contends the agency violated federal law by halting the SNAP program, which provides benefits to more than 40 million low-income Americans, about 700,000 Marylanders, including 260,000 children, rely on SNAP to put food on the table, said the Attorney General. Time is running out to prevent hundreds of thousands of Maryland families from losing access to food. But once again, they take Trump at the drop of a hat, they'll sue the Trump administration. And let's explain a little civics to you, Mr. Attorney General. Congress appropriates the money. That's where all spending originates, in the House of Representatives. President Trump is not the one who shut down the government. It is Chuck Schumer and the Democrats over in the Senate. President Trump is the executive branch. He doesn't shut down the government. The legislative branch does that because of the spending, because of the appropriations. Now, it's what is believed to be is that $8 to $9 billion is needed for the month of November to pay for the SNAP or food stamp program. And the secretary over at USDA, Brooke Rollins, is saying, we don't have it. We don't have the money. We've burned through the money that we needed for October. Remember, this shutdown now is almost a month old. Without any future or new appropriation, there isn't a reserve supply. There's not an emergency fund that you can go to. The only thing that possibly you could go to is that Trump could maybe tap into tariff revenues, but he's doing that right now to pay the military, and even that's not enough to make sure, because you got the military, you got the whole of government is what you have to pay for. And so they should be, Anthony Brown should be suing Congress. You should be suing the Democrats in the United States Senate. That's who you should be suing, not President Trump, because he doesn't control the levers of government as opposed to shutdown. That's a congressional responsibility. But again, what do you expect from the Attorney General? I doubt if he even knows law, let alone constitutional law. All right, 629, Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air. They have a great reputation for being wonderful at landscaping, exterior, interior wiring.
So if you have any wiring issues, lights, you know, ceiling fans, they can take care of that. But as well as they branched out now into heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. And so all you need to do is give Tim a call, and they'll come out, and they'll check out your heating, your heat pump, your forced air furnace. Make sure it's running properly and it's running efficiently, so it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. And yesterday they were in Annapolis meeting over this energy crisis. And so, you know, you open up your bills, and you know that exactly what how expensive electricity now is in the state of Maryland. So you want to make sure that you're squeezing every ounce of electricity out of that heat pump and or furnace. Call Tim Kyle today, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can log on to timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com, and tell them I sent you. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. A GPS tracker hidden by store employees helped police arrest a man accused of multiple armed robberies across Baltimore. Officers say 61-year-old Anthony Christopher robbed a 7-Eleven on East 25th Street Sunday morning before employees slipped a tracking device into his stolen goods. The tracker led police to Sherwood Avenue, where they found Christopher with a stolen handgun, heroin, and hundreds of dollars in cash. Investigators believe he's also tied to an earlier robbery at a Carroll fuel gas station on Bel Air Road due to matching clothing and similar methods. Christopher, recently released from prison, now faces a series of robbery, assault, and firearm charges. The Baltimore City Fire Department is facing major staffing shortages that are delaying response times to emergencies. Union President Matthew Koster says the department has a 28% vacancy rate in EMS and an 11% shortage in fire suppression. He warns that the lack of personnel has left some life-saving equipment unavailable during critical calls. Koster says he's tried to meet with Mayor Brandon Scott about the issue, but hasn't been able to. He's urging city leaders to prioritize hiring to ease overtime demands and improve response times. And Philadelphia's famous Geno's Steaks is set to open a new location in downtown Baltimore early next year. The iconic cheesesteak shop, known for its neon signs and long lines, will open inside the Power Plant Live complex on Marketplace. Owner Gino Vento says the Baltimore restaurant will serve the same classic menu of thinly sliced ribeye, caramelized onions, and signature hoagie rolls. Vento says the city's energy and culture made it a perfect fit for Geno's first expansion outside Philadelphia. And a former Shepherd Pratt nurse is facing rape charges involving a 17-year-old girl who was under his care. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
It's 6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Light rain on the Beltway west side having an impact already. Very solid from 795 down through Liberty Road all the way down through Route 40. And then it gets better once you clear the hill at Frederick Road and down towards 95. It's going to be there now for the rest of the rush hour. Parkville side filling in just a bit at Hartford Road. Some areas getting some light rain. Some areas are still dry. The old Harbor Tunnel now with a speed reduction, but we're still moving traffic into the tunnel, but busy after the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is starting to fill in right at the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp with the lanes open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool again today. Breezy too with highs in the mid-50s. We are tracking some scattered showers by this afternoon and especially tonight as lows fall back into the low 50s. Heavy rain and very gusty winds will greet you Thursday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Correction, the 635 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, after some top-notch investigative reporting by the Baltimore media, the case of the missing pinball machine, cornhole board, ping pong table, all solved yesterday in Owings Mills when Lamar Jackson, under withering cross-examination, offered this testimony.
I told Kaneko I had equipment. God told him to take all the games and ping pong, turn the TVs off. If we could have took the TVs out, they would have been out too, but I appreciate Mr. Steve for putting that in there for us, you know, but yeah, we had to focus. I wouldn't say people don't take the job serious, don't get me wrong, but like, I didn't feel like it was the time for that. You know, we got a lot of work to do.
Well, part of that work is righting the ship on offense, no doubt about it. After leading the NFL in total offense in 2024, the Ravens are now ranked 21st heading into Week 9. Even before Jackson's injury, the offense wasn't functioning with that same consistency. To baseball we go, where Hollywood had the script already written for the Dodgers last night to take firm control of the World Series. Walk-off winners in Game 3, L.A. sent Shohei Ohtani to the hill, looking for a 3-1 series lead. But Vlad Guerrero trashed that script in the bottom of the third.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
Joe Davis with a call on Fox. Vlad Jr.'s two-run shot quieted the crowd and slowed the Dodgers' roll in the three-run seventh-inning rally. Iced it last night as the Blue Jays beat L.A. 6-2 was the final, tying the series at two games apiece. Meanwhile, more tough love from MLB analyst Mark DeRosa on what the Birds need to do to succeed next season beyond the hiring of Craig Albernaz as their new manager.
Free agency. I need a big power arm there. I know Trevor Rogers took a massive step forward, but you can't expect him to show up and think he's going to be one of the best lefties in the game.
Cap started Logan Thompson last night between the pipes in Dallas, and the six-year veteran was stellar, but with 18 saves. But all it took was the one that got away.
Get it in, take it, centering pass. Score!
Call on ESPN last night, Tyler Seguin's power play goal was the lone goal of the night, coming early in the second, and Jake Ottinger made it stand with 24 saves as the Caps get shut out for the first time last night, 1-0, the final, a two-game losing streak early in the season. The time now is 6:37. When we return, I don't understand it, but I love it.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
We've had this conversation before. You took French in high school?
High school and first 2 years of college.
Okay, so you know a little French.
I can read it. I'm not very good at speaking
okay.
it. Yeah.
I took French in high school. I don't know anything except the verb how to eat, I think, dormir. I don't even know if that's right. I think that's sleep, actually.
Manger.
It's either eat or sleep. Manger, that's it. See, I don't even know that.
Right.
Okay, so I didn't take Spanish. Okay, and that's the point.
Well, based on your French lingo, I can see why.
Okay. I didn't take Spanish, and here's why I really miss not taking Spanish, okay? Listen to this call last night in Spanish on Univision of Vlad Guerrero's home run that basically turned the game around.
El lanzamiento le tira y conecta un batazo entre el left center, alto, largo, la bola, se va levando. Se va, se va, se va.
Why can't we get that in English?
I know. So it's look, we had Vin Scully, so that's I guess as close as they'll come to Vin Scully.
I love it.
That's great. They got the best of the soccer goals. Where they,
oh my God, they go on for 3 minutes,
30 seconds. You know. All right, Gary, thanks so much. You're appreciate welcome. That. 6:38. By the way, Chuck took French toast when he was in school.
It was a large order.
It was 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. All right, so we have fixed our audio difficulties here this morning. Don't ask. It's just one of those things. Chris Coons, the bearded Marxist, a.k.a. the bearded Marxist from the state of Delaware, admitting that this Schumer shutdown is unpleasant, but they're using it
going on
as leverage.
Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage, and although a very unpleasant tool to use...
Yeah, it's extremely unpleasant. If you're in the military, you're an air traffic controller, border patrol agent, customs agent, ICE agent, you're not getting paid, and you're still risking your life. It's extremely unpleasant.
But it's for leverage.
And for the people that really do need the food stamp fraud, because I think there's a lot of people that don't need it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to hear why in just a second. People that don't need it would be the illegal aliens, a.k.a. undocumented migrants, New Marylanders, New Americans.
Such a nice way to say it.
As the left calls it. And Jamila Priyapal, the congresswoman from the state of Washington, admitting here, we heard with the admission of leverage, now the admission that illegal aliens are getting food stamps.
Yesterday I was at a food bank in my district talking about the SNAP cuts, the horrible SNAP cuts and Medicaid cuts, and they told me that people are not even showing up to Head Start, where they get their food. They're not showing up to the food banks because they're afraid. And it's not just undocumented immigrants. It is people of all legal statuses. It's undocumented immigrants who have been here for 20 years.
Okay, yeah, we'll believe that. I don't care if you've been here for 200 years. You're illegal. Illegal is illegal. 2 days, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years, you're illegal. But here, again, I think one of the benefits of this Schumer shutdown is that it's ripping off the Band-Aid. It's exposing exactly the kind of fraud that is happening in America today. Here is an individual who says, this is from New York, he sees it all the time, people on SNAP, they get their food stamps, and they sell them for cash. Because the food stamp you take into the grocery store to buy your food, right? Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, instead of needing the food, they get the food stamp, and they turn that into cash.
Hi, I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. Like, the real reason why a lot of people are upset about this whole food stamps, SNAP benefit thing, bro, is because they're selling their food stamps, bro. They're selling them. I tell you, they are selling their food stamps, bro. You know how many people in New York and other states right now are going to the corner store, the deli, and they're selling their food stamps, bro? They're selling, that's why they're getting like $4,000, $3,000 in food stamps, and they're selling it for cash. They'll get $4,000 in food stamps, and they'll just take like $1,000 in cash. Like, bro, like, that's happening, like, everywhere. That's why they're mad. That is exactly why they're mad right now. And you know the thing about it, too? They will never admit to selling their food stamps. But it's happening.
So there should be, I think we ought to doge it. And I can't believe we haven't doged the EBT. It used to be you actually got the actual paper food stamps, you know, in the mail, or you went and got them.
A card or something?
Now you get a card. Now it's called the Electronic Benefit Transfer Card, an EBT card. So, again, so you can't, you know, look, you in many places, I'm sure you could turn your food stamps into cash the old way as well, but this is just much easier. You get an unscrupulous, sketchy individual. You go to these little bodegas and, you know, markets in New York, and you go, and they take 10 cents on the dollar, however much, you know. If it's worth $4,000, you get $1,000, they keep $3,000. So this needs to be fully investigated, and I think that the United States Department of Agriculture needs to be doged. big time. And this kind of food stamp fraud needs to be prosecuted because they are stealing money from the taxpayers. And not using it for food, for their children, or anything else. They're using it for jewelry, for cars, and a bunch of other stuff. Not that everybody on the food stamp program is doing it, but it's happening with great regularity. It's costing us. The fact that 42 million people...
And the people who really
And most of these people aren't even Americans. They're foreigners. All right. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a wreck on the Beltway. Haven't seen it yet. I'm just heading that way now. The outer loop between 795 and Liberty Road. So we've had some rain in that area. And, of course, we were backed up already. So we can see that backup is still there and growing on the Beltway now going back towards the bridge at 140. If you're coming down 795 and you're working your way onto the Beltway, it's going to be very slow there. Still have not seen the report of the accident yet, but looking in that area, very solid right there just south of Liberty Road. Okay, looks like it's right here, outer loop, right here below the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Looks like it's on the right side. Of course, it's in the construction area, so there's no shoulder available there. So that's where it is after Windsor Mill and before Security Boulevard. So there goes the Beltway now with the light rain backed up, and it's going to be heavy involvement as well for the traffic coming south on 795 after the bridge at McDonough Road. There's a new wreck from Howard County. All this just coming in westbound Route 100 at the bridge at I-95. And now we're getting some delays, a lot of heavier traffic moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool today, 55 for the high. We got some rain activity already this morning. We were supposed to get it later this afternoon or evening, but we're seeing some light rain move through the area here this morning, and we'll have scattered showers a little bit later on today. And tonight, heavy downpours expected tomorrow. Light rain, 46 in the city, 57 and raining in Ocean City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Halloween, I open a front door, kids give me candy.
Hey, classic, folks. Hey, classic.
My boy, Rodney.
Taco Bell's chicken nuggets are getting the spicy treatment, and, well, it's about time, right? Now testing Diablo nuggets.
Whoa!
Or devil nuggets to
run
you, Maggie.
Run for the border. Run for the toilet.
Fiery new version of their crispy chicken nuggets, dusted in Diablo sauce.
That actually sounds very good.
Yeah. If you like the spicy stuff, it's very good
indeed. If you can handle it.
Yeah. I don't think it's like ghost pepper stuff, but or some of the Reaper. You ever hear of the Reaper pepper? That thing is nasty.
You got to wear gloves to prep it because, yeah.
Yeah, you get that in your eyes. Whew. Emergency room time. Twix combining Halloween and Christmas with a new flavor. It's called Hallamus. A festive and freaky Twix-style bar that pairs the flavors of Halloween and Christmas. One cookie bar is a flavor called Ghoulish Green. The other one is a Snowman. Yeah. I don't know what a snowman would taste like.
Yeah, that's what...
We'll have to... once again, Maggie, we defer to you.
No, I'm good. I no comment. I plead the fifth.
She finally learns. 3 weeks in, no comment is her default position.
I'll try anything. You know that.
Normally I like to cook my homemade spaghetti sauce that was passed down through an Italian aunt. And it's an incredible recipe. But every once in a while you get caught in a pinch, you got to use the jar stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So when you go to jar sauce, or if you use jar sauce, what's your go-to for your jar spaghetti sauce?
Prego.
Ragu?
Yeah, just
ragu?
Prego. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some people like the ragu. Chuck?
I don't know what this stuff is that Deb gets, but it's something from New York.
Rayo's.
It's called the gravy.
Rayo's.
Oh, yeah, that's what the Italian is called, gravy.
Yeah. Well, Carbone is another one. And they are now coming out, the Carbone sauces of it, 100 million in sales in close to 1 year. So it's the new hot sauce. It's called the Carbone Italian Simmer Sauces. There's cacciatore, fradiavolo, that's the spicy stuff.
Yes. That's...
And bolognese, which is one of my favorite. Now, if they only would add a vodka sauce to that, that would be...
my daughter's favorite.
The vodka sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. When you make it fresh or homemade with the cream and everything, it really is... I love Italian food. It's
my late Italian mother-in-law made everything from scratch.
Everything from scratch?
Nobody can duplicate it. Nobody.
Spoiled when it comes from scratch. It's really good stuff. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're talking about this Democrat shutdown blowing the lid off a massive SNAP EBT abuse, including people that are selling their food stamps for cash. And there should be a full investigation into all of that, because I think that we're getting ripped off. Doug says, just out of curiosity, how does someone sell their food stamps? Don't they have to use their independence card to pay? Again, they sell it to, for instance, as a food market. And they're in on it as well. So you present your EBT card, and let's say you got, I don't know, $300 or $600, I think, is the average for month. So they'll cash in that $600, they'll ring up whatever, and then the merchant will keep X amount and give you the rest in cash instead of the food
that
product.
That is so dirty.
Yeah. So that's how it's done. I've never done it. I'm surmising that's how it's done. Ken says, Sean, why can't we doge, he says, Maryland's voting infrastructure? And that way we can correct the politicians running our communities, thus correct programs like SNAP and other socioeconomic programs that can improve lives of Marylanders. It all starts with the people we voted to run our society. What do you think? Yeah, I'm all for it. I have been an advocate of a forensic accounting, or I guess I would call it a forensic account or edit or audit, and now it's called Doge. So I think everything in this state, every state dollar that goes to the city, every city dollar that leaves the city hall, it all ought to be audited. And there should be accountability in demand that we're getting what we're paying for, because we are getting ripped off, folks. We right now, 42 million Americans, you can't possibly tell me that 42 million Americans are unable to work. Okay, don't earn enough income or won't earn enough income in order to put food on the table. And remember, this is supposed to be supplemental, not your primary. And I just think that we did the statistics yesterday. Half of the people, 45% going to Afghans and to Haitians. These are foreign-born people that are in this country now that have been welcomed in by the Biden-Harris regime, that immediately, as soon as they get here, they get a stipend, they get some spending money, they get some food stamps.
Healthcare.
They get an education, they get health care. They get all of it for free on the back of the taxpayers. It's the takers outnumbering the makers. 650, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the top of the hour, wait to hear this. And, I was just stunned at what I saw and heard yesterday on X, on the people that are threatened because their food stamps are going to be cut off on Friday, and the threats they're making against the government, against elected officials, against other people that don't happen to be of their color or race. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. This is really mind-boggling and, frankly, a little scary leading into Halloween. 6:53, traffic weather on the 3. Speaking of scary, here's a man that, he doesn't even need to wear a mask. As soon as they open the door.
Burn!
They do the trick, not the treat.
Just like Rodney said. Or what did he say? They give me candy? Or
yeah, open the door and they give me candy. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
Well, I told you, we were so poor when I was young, trash man used to leave 3 cans. light wreck and the wreck on the Beltway outer loop south of Windsor Mill Road, the wreck in the right side of the roadway, and no construction there right now, but it's in that construction zone, and there's no shoulder available there, so we're backed up back beyond 795. I just looked at the camera at 795 at McDonough Road, and it's slowing there because they're having a hard time getting on to the Beltway. Once you get to Liberty Road, you start down towards the bridge at Windsor Mill. Make sure you're in the center and the left-hand lane. Not sure what the damage is to the vehicles. Maybe they can get them out of there. We'll keep an eye on that. As a matter of fact, I think they might be moving now. So we're just going to watch that and see. That would be good if they can get that lane open on the right side. There's an active fire call in the city, and they're just arriving now on Monroe Street at Wilkins Avenue over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, cool today, 55 right now, light rain 46 in the city, 44 in Bel Air, and just got a very interesting text into the studio this morning from Gene. Morning, Sean. Another way food stamps are sold: the card holder approaches someone in a grocery store, offers to pay for $200 worth of their groceries in return for $100 cash. So apparently that goes on all the time. Marianne in Baltimore has got some experience or knowledge about this. Good morning, Marianne.
Yes, hi. I agree with the person that you got the text from.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. A lot of times the owner of the food stamp card gives people they know their card and PIN number. And then the person can go into the grocery store, purchase, say, like $300 worth of food if the card has $600 on it, and gives the owner of the card the money. And then they get $300 worth of food. It goes on all the time. The owners of the cards will sell their food stamps to people that they know or even strangers.
Yeah. So that would be
the store owner.
That would be theft from the United States government then.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So they should be charged with theft, and maybe it should be made a felony. Hopefully Congress would be. Look, I understand people who are hungry will do anything to, if they're desperate to eat. I get that, but this is not the case. Marianne, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. 4 more narco drug boats were blown out of the water yesterday,
yes,
by President Trump, the U.S. military, President Trump has put out a new song about this whole thing with the drug boats.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started on the Venezuelan coast aboard this narco ship. The fake news said they were fishermen, but they were Trendyaragua thugs heading to the United States with a boat full of drugs, a boat full of drugs. Bad hombres decided to F around, so we blew them out of the water. We unleashed our secret weapon, and we dropped Katie Porter. We dropped Katie Porter. The narco boats were annihilated. Now the fish are high as hell. They got a free meal when the USA chummed the water with the cartels. And I got along very well, by the way, with Davy Jones. You may have heard of him, Davy Jones. And he has a locker. And anybody who tries to sail drugs into our country, they're getting a one-way trip to Davy Jones' locker. That much I can tell you. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
That's great. Sean Farage, who's a great Trump impersonator.
That was okay.
Yeah, that was Sean Farage. He really is. He's got him down. If you hear his real voice, he sounds nothing like that. It's just incredible. All right, so again, that was some good news. More of that nasty stuff, the fentanyl, the crack, cocaine, whatever else they're trying to pour into this country. I know a lot of people are upset over that, but, you know, look, this is a war on drugs. This is the first president, actually, that is waging a war on drugs. A lot of other ones talked about a war on drugs. And a lot of them said, you know, remember Reagan, Nancy Reagan was just say no, that didn't work.
Nope.
And others, you know, try to interdict, you know, of course, what happens once they get into the United States and you get all these leftist lawyers who start crying, you know, oh, they're just, that's the only way they have to know to make a living is to spread their poison and kill Americans.
Oh, that's okay.
But President Trump now says, no, we're going to call them a foreign terrorist organization. We're going to, if they want to act, you know, commit acts of war against the United States, we're going to act in kind. And that is the reason why they're blowing them out of the ocean. Once again, Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling, they're there for you should you need them. And I would highly advise you get that heat pump, that forced air furnace, checked out before. It's getting a little chilly now. It's getting down into the mid-30s. Had a frost on the windshield the other day, so you want to make sure that heat comes on. It's going to come on when it should come on, work properly and efficiently, and not cost you very expensive bills. And as we know, in Maryland, the electrical rates are sky high right now. Something that President Obama had predicted would happen under his administration, saying that the electricity rates would skyrocket, and they have. But they don't have to. If you call, and Tim Kyle will come out, and they'll perform a maintenance check. They'll make sure that it's working properly, and change the air filter, make sure that the system is working smoothly. And all you have to do is give them a call right now. Set up your appointment today, 410-876-9404. 410-876-9404. They came out to my house and fixed one of my problems, or you go to timkylecompany.com. Up next, social media erupts in a food stamp outrage. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Packing maximum sustained winds of 185 miles per hour, Hurricane Melissa slammed into Jamaica as a Category 5 storm, one of the strongest landfall hits ever recorded. Michael Brennan, director of the National Hurricane Center, says a life-threatening danger, just the beginning on Jamaica.
We still have your tropical storm conditions across the island, hurricane warning in effect, the potential for 6 to 12 inches of additional rainfall across the island, leading to isolated storm totals as high as 30 inches.
Florida-based Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor is on the ground in Jamaica delivering emergency supplies and food from the organization's Jamaican warehouse. Listeners wishing to make donations to support Hurricane Melissa relief can go to the website foodforthepoor.org/Melissa25. President Trump has arrived in South Korea. It's the final stop of his Asia tour. Tomorrow he'll be meeting there with Chinese President Xi. Vice President Vance says members of the military likely will be paid this week amid the second longest government shutdown ever, now in its 29th day.
The vice president met with Senate Republicans on Capitol Hill as the pressure to end the shutdown is taking on new urgency. He said he believes the administration will be able to keep paying the troops, at least for now. But more federal workers will soon miss their first full paycheck. As the stalemate drags on, Republicans are trying to encourage a handful of Senate Democrats to vote for stopgap funding to reopen the government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says a Gaza ceasefire back in effect after overnight airstrikes prompted by the killing of an Israeli soldier. The World Series, all tied up now, 2 games apiece. On Wall Street, Dow futures 62 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 95 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, then this message is definitely one you need to hear. The price of one troy ounce of silver has more than doubled in the past 24 months, and silver is poised for huge gains in the near term. That's why when you call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD, you'll be positioned for the next wave of dramatic growth in precious metals. The devaluation of the U.S. dollar and the volatility of the stock market all play a part in why silver continues to be a safe haven location for your assets, and why precious metals continue to dominate in an uncertain financial climate. Learn more when you call 800-741-GOLD. We'll send you a free precious metals guide, plus a copy of former IMF Chairman Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. The time is now for you to consider silver to protect your retirement. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-4653 right now. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're getting some slowing in the construction area now. Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. It's not too bad, but there's some brake lights developing there. Northbound, that's a 76-mile marker through there. And the wreck on the Beltway. Vehicles are gone now from the outer loop south of Windsor Mill Road. They cleared that. They may be down on the shoulder before I-70. That's a possibility, but the backup is there already. Goes back beyond 795, and then 795 is having a problem as well, joining the outer loop through there. Parkville side starting to slow at Hartford Road. Some slowing at the inner loop in Greenspring, and we're up to about 20, maybe 25-minute delays in building now with the heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool again today, breezy too with highs in the mid-50s. We are tracking some scattered showers by this afternoon and especially tonight as lows fall back into the low 50s. Heavy rain and very gusty winds will greet you Thursday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 45 in Parkville and 43 in Hunt Valley at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A former Shepherd Pratt nurse is facing rape charges involving a 17-year-old girl who was under his care. Baltimore County Police say 35-year-old Michael Cabanaland was arrested after investigators found text messages and surveillance footage linking him to the victim. Detectives say the assaults happened earlier this year after the girl was discharged from the hospital and taken to an apartment in Towson. Cabanaland remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And Baltimore is rolling out more than $4.6 million in local relief as the federal government shutdown threatens food assistance and paychecks for thousands of residents. Brandon Scott says the funds will support food distribution, rental aid, and child care for affected families and federal workers. About $1.7 million will go to local food programs, while another million will help cover rent for federal employees and those in subsidized housing. Maryland is also joining 22 other states in suing the USDA, claiming the suspension of SNAP benefits is unlawful. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 915, the pick 4, 8546. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein.
line on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. 2 games in 5 days. That's what the Ravens are tasked with as they continue digging their way out of that 1-5 hole that's now 2-5. Next up, Miami Thursday night. Middle linebacker Roquan Smith was asked how he feels about the quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's what the schedule says. So it's more so about just coming out, doing your job. And it's a game that we're going to be very prepared for and excited about as well.
So what to expect on Thursday night? Miami may have won only one game themselves, but they've got confidence after, well, actually two now. They've got confidence after last week's win over the Falcons. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on something else that Miami has.
They've got so much speed, so many weapons on offense. They're tough to defend. We've just got our hands full for Thursday night, and that's really the only thing that we're focusing on.
But the Ravens are a 7.5-point favorite in the game. Game time is 8:20 on Thursday night. World Series took another twist last night with the Blue Jays' 6-2 win over L.A., knotting up the Fall Classic at 2 games apiece. Vlad Guerrero with a big 2-run shot that turned the game around, but manager John Schneider says the picture is much bigger than one player.
I get that it's easy to write Ohtani versus Guerrero. To us, it's Toronto versus Los Angeles, you know. But that swing was huge.
Game 5 tonight in L.A. at 8 p.m. Meanwhile, with the hiring of Craig Albert as Orioles manager, the coaching carousel has begun. The Sun and the Banner both reporting this morning that assistant hitting coaches Tommy Joseph and Sherman Johnson are leaving the organization. Both worked under Cody Ashey, who so far has been retained. And a sidebar, it was the second time in 2 years that a pair of batting coaches were let go at season's end. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's about to get real for Navy football. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That's our local number. 1-800-WCBM-680 is our toll-free number. If you're calling outside the metro, you can email us AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager here on Casey and Company. Coming up in this hour, the Biden Audubon scandal gets worse than we thought. And we'll take a look at Maryland, Jersey, and Pennsylvania lawmakers held a hearing yesterday over the energy crisis. Top story here today, again, I can't believe 42 million Americans are on food stamps. 42 million. I should say people, because I think the vast majority of them aren't even Americans. I think they're foreigners that were brought into this country by the Biden regime or have snuck into this country over our southern border. I think food stamps are really should only be given to people who are disabled and are extremely poor and have no ability to work.
Exactly.
I think if you can go shopping for groceries,
you can work.
You can work.
And why not? Remote work, all over the place. No excuse.
And with all the illegals now being deported or self-deporting, has been over 2.5 million, there are jobs. There are jobs out there. So all day on X yesterday, a number of food stamp recipients were bemoaning, threatening, viciously, and otherwise, just kind of like arrogant about their food stamps being cut off. Here's one woman I found. She is bragging about all the stuff she stole, including like several packs of short ribs. So you just take the barcode off so it doesn't beep. Here she's bragging about stealing food, and that's what she's going to do once the food stamps get cut off.
Mind you, I don't have food stamps anymore. They cut me off. So I only had $22 left in food stamps. So this is what I stole. Let me show you the most important thing to me.
Short ribs.
Yeah. Take off the label so that you don't beep.
In her pocketbook.
Get your f***ing meat. How many do you think that I got?
Four packs.
How many short ribs is that?
In her pocketbook. Four
we'll
packs.
Lock her up, then she'll get food.
Four packs of short ribs and a bunch of other stuff she stole as well. But then she goes off on a rant, a tear, that it's time to get Whitey.
And feel like I told you, everything out here is yours. Whether or not you take it, they call that free will. I call that eminent domain. You know what I'm saying? One thing I learned from the white men, take it! Hey, now! Take it! I don't give a fuck who's already sitting there. I don't give a fuck if your land was already established. Bitch, it's mine now, and I want it. That is what we should be preaching in the lands to the fucking masses. Act more like a white man. Take it for yourself, bitch, and you won't be worried about who don't got it. You see what I'm saying? Get out there and ravish.
Kudos to Kristen Heydrich on that excellent editing job, because it was a lot of stuff to edit out of that. But that's the mindset. I'm not going to work for it. I'm going to steal it, and we're going to take it. Take it from the white man. And she's talking about taking land. She's not stopping at food. She wants to take land. She's not local. I don't know where she was on TikTok or a reel. That's where I found it yesterday. There's a lot more. It gets worse. So stick around. Because this is the mindset, this entitlement mindset, that I don't have to work, that the government owes me this. And guess what? We're the government.
Yeah.
She is stealing from the rest of the taxpayers and her neighbors. 713 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, we've had some light rain in the area. We had the wreck on the Beltway on the outer loop south of Windsor Mill Road that's been gone for about 15, 20 minutes now, but it left us with the backup that went all the way back even beyond the ramp at 795. So that delay continues, and we said 795 was backed up as well. There's a report now. I haven't seen it yet. There may be a wreck between Owings Mills Boulevard and the Beltway. I've been looking down through the area. I have not seen the backup coming up towards 795 at Owings Mills Boulevard, but there's a chance that things can change very quickly once the equipment gets in that area. Right now, we're still at speed right there crossing Owings Mills Boulevard, but down further, a little bit ahead, seeing some brake lights there. So as you're working your way down towards McDonough Road, be prepared. Again, there are some light showers in the area, just adding to the heavy traffic. So continue to watch your speed. The morning, here comes the fire department, by the way, just went by the camera at Owings Mills Boulevard. So they're coming down to your area towards McDonough Road. Heads up, check your rearview mirror. He's on the way coming south on 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Cloudy, cool today with rain. 55 for the high. We start off with light rain. Scattered showers move in later this afternoon and early evening through tomorrow. And then tomorrow, high winds and heavy downpours are expected. So right now, 47 in Pasadena, 45 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, it is time once again, President Trump, on this triumphant Asian tour. It's been a diplomatic masterclass, if you will, across the Pacific, crowned by a victorious final stop in Japan, where he was greeted by the new Japanese Prime Minister, Sanae Takaichi, guiding him through the Japanese Imperial Palace, meeting the Emperor, and a great deal was cut, trade deal and rare earth minerals deal with Japan. So that's Malaysia, that's Thailand, that's Cambodia, that's Japan. Now the President is in South Korea, where he was honored with South Korea's highest honor.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor. We're keeping very good. Korea is very, very special. We have a great relationship, and it will continue and only get stronger.
The award was called the Mugungwa Award. No idea what it means, but thought it would be fun to say it on the air.
Mugungwa.
Mugungwa. As to tomorrow is the big meeting with Xi Jinping. Is there a deal brewing with China?
We're going to be, I hope, making a deal. I think we're going to have a deal. I think it'll be a good deal for both. And that's really a great result, you know. That's better than fighting and going through all sorts of problems.
There was a ceasefire breach yesterday. Apparently Hamas sniper took out an IDF soldier, killing him, and then Israel retaliated with airstrikes in Gaza, and President Trump was asked whether or not he thinks the ceasefire will hold with the latest activity.
Hamas is a very small part of the overall Middle East peace. We have peace in the Middle East. If we have to, we'll take out Hamas very easily, and that'll be the end of Hamas. We would rather not. We made a deal with them.
By the way, the Senate yesterday voted 52-48 to nuke President Trump's 50% tariffs on Brazil. House Speaker Johnson will not hold a vote on the measure, so the Senate's vote really is a waste of time. But what it does reveal is that five rhinos, round up the usual herd, Rand Paul, Tom Tillis, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Mitch McConnell all voted against the president yesterday in the U.S. Senate. While he was addressing soldiers and sailors aboard the USS George Washington in Japan, the president said he will do anything he has to do to clean up the crime in American cities.
We have cities that are troubled, and we're sending in our National Guard, and if we need more than the National Guard, we'll send more than the National Guard, because we're going to have safe cities. We're not going to have people killed in our cities, and whether people like that or not, that's what we're doing. And you've been watching what our missiles do to boats and ships and submarines. How about the submarine? They said no, that was just fishing. The radical left Democrats said, well, it was a submarine, but they were just fishing. Submarines don't go fishing, do they? You know more about submarines than I do.
Hard to cast from inside a sub, that's for sure. Also, major shakeup of ICE leadership underway across the country in the move to increase deportations. The president wants 3,000 deportations a day. ICE right now averaging about 1,100. So there'll be new field office directors in L.A., Phoenix, Philly, Denver, El Paso, San Diego, Seattle, Portland, and New Orleans. Baltimore is A-OK for the moment. And a Trump citizenship audit is now out for one reason, to cut Section 8 housing and other benefits to illegal aliens. So that's one way to do it. Again, it goes to U.S. citizens only, these benefits. And that's one way to help accelerate the self-deportations, that is for sure. Again, the press won't just let up on the 2028 third term concept that was brought up again yesterday. Speaker Johnson reacted.
I don't see a way to amend the Constitution, because it takes about 10 years to do that, as you all know, to allow all the states to ratify what two-thirds of the House and three-fourths of the states would approve. So I don't see the path for that.
The path for that is this is how it would go. This is the theory, if you will. So Trump leaves office in 28. Vance runs for president, but Trump runs as his vice president on the ticket. So it says, the 22nd Amendment says, no person shall be elected to the president's office twice. Well, that wouldn't happen here. It would be Vance who would be elected. And Vance would step down, and Trump then would become president. So that it's sketchy. It's a theory, but one that's never been tested. So, but Trump did say the other day it's too cute, and the people probably wouldn't go for it. By the way, the judge gave the Charlie Kirk assassin his first legal victory the other day, allowing Tyler Robinson to appear in court in civilian clothing, and then banning media from recording him either entering or exiting the courthouse, because, you know, you'd see him and he'd be walking with his shackles. I mean, they have to keep those hidden from the jury, because after all, he wouldn't get a fair trial, right? And finally, new inconsistencies have been uncovered with suspicious witness who discovered the J6 pipe bomb at the RNC. Her story now has begun to unravel as to when she discovered it, how she discovered it, what she was doing when she discovered the pipe bomb outside the RNC. So stay tuned, folks. Julie Kelly is all over that, one of the best investigative reporters out there. I'm sure she'll get to the truth. That's the way it went down, 283 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp-Dressed Man does too. Sharp-Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp-Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinnie Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnieSteo.com.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
All right, so Baltimore County said they found the wreck southbound 795. Their report was a mile before the beltway, so it looks like more equipment now is coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard. So it looks like that would, the wreck would be between the bridge at McDonough Road and the ramp before the beltway. But here comes some more flashing lights down, and I just saw some more equipment going north. So they're all flipping around at Owings Mills Boulevard, and they're coming south. And again, here comes some more equipment now. So it's going to be a big impact there on 795 after Owings Mills Boulevard. And all of that started because we had the wreck early this morning on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. So even the beltway is still jammed up going south through that area from 795 going south through Liberty Road. And then just looking at the cameras a little bit further down, it's actually a little better now towards the ramp at I-70, which would almost indicate to me that there may be something else just south of Liberty Road. There should not be this gap after the bridge at Owings Mills, or make that the Windsor Mill Road going south. So we'll have to see if we can get State Highway to turn that camera south on the beltway. I have a feeling there may be something between Liberty Road and Windsor Mill Road, a secondary accident in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, rain expected today, tonight, tomorrow, cloudy, cool today, 55, scattered showers later on this afternoon and evening, and then tomorrow we get some high winds and heavy downpours as part of the fun. Cloudy and 46 in Middle River, it is 42 and cloudy in Forest Hills. Let's take a phone call here from Steve in Reisterstown.
Hey guys, Sean, the lady with the short ribs, is that why beef prices are so high?
Well, it could be. And look, I mean, they're locking. So I went into the grocery store the other day, and half the stuff is locked up.
Well, I went to Costco's yesterday, and it's through the roof. But one more thing, Will Cain had a thing on that said 57% of illegal people get benefits, and only 22% of legal Americans get the same benefits.
Steve, thanks so much for bringing that to our attention. The Center for Immigration Statistics says 53% of immigrant households access some form of welfare, including food stamps, versus 40% for native-born working households. So more foreigners, more illegals are accessing these benefits than not. And here's one woman that says, hey, stop being judgmental. I don't have any income. I need these food stamps.
There is nothing wrong with someone being on food stamps, okay? Y'all are highly mistaken to sit there and criticize someone for getting the help that they need for their family. And y'all keep coming for me because I've been on food stamps for the past 15 years. Do you do realize that I qualified for food stamps because of my income, right? Because I don't have any income. I haven't had income in the past 15 years. And I have been able to have my bills paid, my food paid for, and I'm in Section 8 housing. Okay? These are all programs that I'm entitled to because I do not make enough. Okay? So before you go and pass judgment on someone, realize that everyone's life situation is not going to be the same as yours. Okay, you might work 40, 50 hours a week and you might have income coming in, but there's people like me out here who don't have anything to their name that have to rely on these programs because they don't have jobs. What do you expect us to do?
I expect you to go out and get a job.
Exactly. I'm
15
sorry.
Years? 15 years you've been in Section 8 housing on food stamp benefits and you can't find a job within those 15 years? She sounded like she was a smart woman.
Pretty
coherent, intelligent, should be able to get a job. I don't know why she isn't able to get it. I don't even know if she's looking to get a job. And this is why it becomes generational, because then it gets passed on to the kids.
Yeah, it's okay. That's the whole problem. Everybody keeps saying, oh, that's okay. Keep moving on.
I've saved the best or worst for last, Maggie.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Be aware there are people like this out there, and they're all over social media. And again, you don't dare take their EBT cards or their food stamps away.
But I'm here to let you know that we are going to eat regardless, even if we have to hunt you animals down and roast and eat you. The delectable crackers and cheese. We will make it happen if we have to, trust and believe me. And if it takes this government shutdown for black people to finally come from under the government and understand that we don't need to be paying our taxes into this government, what we really need to be doing is taking care of one another, buying land, and growing our own food, and building our own nation. If this government shutdown and starvation is what it's going to take, then let the party begin. It's Black Power, baby, and we rise.
Holy smokes.
And in case you missed the veiled reference there, she's talking about hunting down and eating white people.
Yeah.
Because the reference next was crackers and cheese. So you're now on the menu, Maggie. So I want to make sure that you better...
I'm not lean enough. I'm not quality. Sorry.
It's sad. It is sick. But I'm telling you, X was filled with it yesterday. And is it just me, or do you notice most of the people that are complaining looks like they could probably do a couple months without the food stamps?
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
They've been
getting ready for hibernation.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get my drift. 729. Up next, we'll take a look at the energy crisis here in Maryland. But right now, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Vinny has got all the answers because Vinny has got incredible programs, and he's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home, even before it hits the open market or MLS. And the way it works is you call Vinny, and he or one of his agents comes out to your home. You discuss all the specifics and asking price, time frame, staging, you name it. And then once you agree on the asking price and time frame, and you sign the contract, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. Because if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, then he buys it, and he pays you in cash. That's why your home doesn't languish on the market for weeks, months, and years. Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, and tell them I told you to call. It's 7:30. Now with the latest news headlines, once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A GPS tracker hidden by store employees helped police arrest a man accused of multiple armed robberies across Baltimore. Officers say 61-year-old Anthony Christopher robbed a 7-Eleven on East 25th Street Sunday morning before employees slipped a tracking device into his stolen goods. The tracker led police to Sherwood Avenue, where they found Christopher with a stolen handgun, heroin, and hundreds of dollars in cash. cash. Investigators believe he's also tied to an earlier robbery at a Carroll Fuel gas station on Bel Air Road due to matching clothing and similar methods. Christopher, recently released from prison, now faces a series of robbery, assault, and firearm charges. The Baltimore City Fire Department is facing major staffing shortages that are delaying response times to emergencies. Union President Matthew Koster says the department has a 28% vacancy rate in EMS and an 11% shortage in fire suppression. He warns that the lack of personnel has left some life-saving equipment unavailable during critical calls. Koster says he's tried to meet with Mayor Brandon Scott about the issue, but hasn't been able to. He's urging city leaders to prioritize hiring to ease overtime demands and improve response times. Philadelphia's famous Geno Steaks is set to open a new location in downtown Baltimore early next year. The iconic cheesesteak shop, known for its neon signs and long lines, will open inside the Power Plant Live complex on Marketplace. Owner Gino Vento says the Baltimore restaurant will serve the same classic menu of thinly sliced ribeye, caramelized onions, and signature hoagie rolls. Vento says the city's energy and culture made it a perfect fit for Gino's first expansion outside Philadelphia. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Today, we're speaking with Gil Kuda of Aegis Capital. According to Retirement Paycheck Survey conducted online by RBC Wealth Management, published February 1st, 2024, only 53% of Americans approaching retirement understand how their assets will provide a paycheck in retirement. How may an annuity be part of a plan to generate retirement income?
An annuity may be part of a combination of investments to pay income for someone's retirement.
And how should an investor consider an annuity?
There are many options to choose from. Be aware annuities have early surrender charges and are long-term investments. Investors should take a long-term focus.
And how is the income paid?
Each annuity has certain income provisions as to when you may begin to take income. Most plans allow monthly distributions. Some contracts offer lifetime income benefits. It's important to remember that guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability.
And how may our listeners receive more information?
Simply dial 410-230-1820 to request a free information kit.
Simply dial 410-230-1820.
Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp. Member FINRA SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims-paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees and reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investment products are not FDIC insured. They lose value and are not bank guaranteed.
On Casey and Company, it's 7:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
A couple of things over on the northwest side and the west side. 795 southbound, the wreck was a mile before the belt with equipment on the scene there. Delays not quite back to Owings Mills Boulevard. It looks like there was something on the outer loop between Liberty Road and the ramp and the bridge at Security Boulevard. I-70, maybe even around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. Now it looks like they may have cleared the roadway there because the pace, at least south of Liberty Road, is improving, but there's still a gap in the traffic right around I-70 from there going down to Route 40, which should not be there. It should be steady traffic all the way through. So I still have the idea that a couple of vehicles may be on the shoulder right around Security Boulevard that were probably in the roadway back up around Windsor Mill Road. And that would have been the second wreck this morning in that area. So big delays, light rain continuing over on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool again today. Breezy too with highs in the mid-50s. We are tracking some scattered showers by this afternoon and especially tonight as lows fall back into the low 50s. Heavy rain and very gusty winds will greet you Thursday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Busy day in Owings Mills today for the football team. Ravens working out this morning and then boarding a plane tonight as they prepare for the Dolphins. Defense looked a lot better against the Bears. One of the reasons was the unleashing of Kyle Hamilton to play all over the field. Here's Roquan Smith on what that does for the Ravens defense.
I do enjoy Kyle being around the ball. He's a ball-seeking missile in a sense, so enjoy when he's around the ball. Great communication. Really good player. Very talented. Obviously can do a lot of different things. So, yeah, excited when he's down there. But he can play all over the field, and as we all know.
Now, here's Kyle's point of view when it comes to playing at the line of scrimmage.
You realize how physical the game is when you play down there. And, I've obviously done it before and been in this position before, but whatever the team is calling upon me week to week, position to position, wherever it may be, I'm more than willing to do it.
Ravens now 30th in the league, allowing 30 points per game, but they've reduced that to 16.5 over the last two games. Navy football, the Midshipmen are 7-0 for the first time since 1978, but now face a gauntlet in the month of November. Three of their next four games are away from Annapolis, and this week they'll be at North Texas, who boasts freshman quarterback Drew Mestermaker, who threw for 608 yards last week in a win over Charlotte. That's the second most yards in FBS history by a freshman quarterback. Navy head coach Brian Newberry on Mestermaker.
Drew's a perfect fit for their offense, kind of like Blake is for ours. Couldn't be more impressed, you know, watching him play and his command of the offense and his skill set. He got great skill players around him. You know, what they're doing of itself is challenging.
Again, 608 yards last week for Mestermaker. That was quite a performance. Meanwhile, baseball was all Los Angeles last night. They were looking for a 3-1 lead in the game, in the series, but Vlad Guerrero had another idea.
There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone! Brown Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face, putting the team on his back.
Two-run shot by Guerrero off of Shohei Ohtani. That call by Joe Davis on Fox spurred a 6-2 win for Toronto, tying up the series at two games apiece. Hockey news, the Caps shut out last night by the Stars in Dallas, 1-0. Caps with 24 shots in the game. They were 0-3 on the power play. Also this, a fan fell from the upper deck at the Penguins game on Monday night while celebrating a goal. It's the third such incident at a Pittsburgh sporting event this year. Fan's identity has not been revealed. He's still in the hospital in critical condition. The time now is 7:37 when we return, ranking the five saddest fan bases in the NFL.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You were just explaining to me the fan who fell. I mean, this wasn't like an ordinary fall.
No, he was coming down the steps of the upper level of Pittsburgh Paints Arena, and he tripped, and he fell down the steps, and his momentum carried him, pushed him over the, there's a little glass at in the upper level. He went over the glass to the suite level, hit a fan.
In the suite level.
In the suite level. Bounced off that fan and went all the way down to the lower level.
Oh, my goodness.
Life-threatening injuries. So I hope and pray he's going to be okay.
Absolutely. And I hope the fan that he hit is okay, too.
Some of the steps in the upper levels.
They're steep.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you got to be very careful when navigating them.
All right. So switching gears here. Five saddest fan bases after week 8 in the NFL. I'm going to love it when we get to number 1 on this. Fifth is the Bengals, who scored 38 points and still couldn't beat the Jets. Fourth is the Falcons, who got beaten by Miami by 24 points. Steelers are number 3. Tied at number 2 are the Saints and the Titans. And the saddest fan base in the NFL after 8 weeks of the season.
Let me guess.
Cleveland. Take a wild one.
Cleveland Browns.
The Browns. Oh, the Browns are number 1 in something.
Okay.
And that's what they're number 1 in. Despite 5 sacks from Myles Garrett, they still couldn't beat New England.
Have the Browns bags appeared yet?
I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to wear one next week when we come do the sports.
So you're not going to Miami? Back to the old home turf?
No, I'm not going back to Miami for this game. Okay. No, I will be in Miami, though, sometime later, hopefully around the holidays.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 before the hour, let's go to the phones. Linda in Chestertown. Linda could not hang with us. Let's go to Bob in Baltimore. Good morning, Bob.
Oh, good morning, you guys. Here's a question I never seem to get an answer to. Is that that woman you had on earlier, that fanatical woman talking about.
Which one? There were like 3 of them.
Talk about me that way.
Well, that one I was talking about, the one with the Jeffrey Dahmer DNA. Which one?
Oh, yeah, the one that was going to hunt down and eat white people.
But this is the thing. I've never understood two of the biggest welfare queens we've ever had is Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. Now, why are they still getting federal money?
Yeah, because the constituents keep sending them to Washington to bring home the bacon for their districts.
Well, I just think it's just unbelievable because Nancy Pelosi doesn't even have to go into a liquor store to shop, but she can just get it sent by the cases to her house for free.
That's true. With all the stock that she's made a killing in. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate that. I wanted to read an email here that I got. This is something. This is from one of our listeners. He says, no name, please, but I had a former coworker who was an independent pharmaceutical sales rep in his off hours. He would take payment in food stamps. I remember him walking in the door saying, I have $800 in stamps. Anyone want to buy some? I had a neighbor that would trade their stamps for cash to buy cigarettes, drugs, and alcohol, which are a no-no on the food stamp program. The corruption is rampant, and the system needs to be changed. I, for one, believe that subsistence packages should be sent out and not direct cash payments. I think that really is what we need to explore. When you start sending out cash and EBT cards, and I know that people can buy their whatever they want to buy, but if we're talking about people that need food, that are hungry, whose children and grandchildren are hungry, we now have like Uber Eats and DoorDash. Why can't the federal government, highest bidder, bid for their services, and then each and every month you'll be delivering actual food that you need to sustain yourself and your children and your grandchildren. It will be directly delivered to your door, and that way they'll be, unless of course you get the porch pirates, but that way you won't be able to, I guess you could sell the food. I mean, there's nothing that's foolproof, but it would remove that temptation about having to go into a grocery market or sell your food stamps to somebody else. You'd actually would get the food that you need. I think that's a better idea, and we'll certainly propose that to Secretary Rollins over at the USDA, first and foremost. All right, we had an energy crisis hearing yesterday here in Maryland. Delegates from Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, all gathering together to discuss the looming energy crisis, which has been caused by the Democrats. Here is a New Jersey delegate.
New Jersey comes to this hearing today in the midst of a crushing energy crisis that is skyrocketing prices and leaving us vulnerable to future brownouts and blackouts.
They're not here yet, but they're coming, and Pennsylvania rep says it's time for action.
So together, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, and Virginia, we're taking action.
And we also heard from PJM. They were there. Stephen Bennett was there repping PJM at the hearing.
We're not predicting any kind of blackouts today or in the very near future. However, together, these trends, without a significant course correction, could result in, for the first time in PJM's history, an actual deficit in resource adequacy.
Yeah, so coming up, we'll hear what's causing it and what the solutions might be. It's very simple. We need supply. We need supply. The demand is greater than the supply, so we need more supply, and how do we do that? All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to Matchwits with Maggie and Kristen, and see what Chuckles has to say as well. Traffic and weather on the threes. Here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
I've been so wonderful at this game lately.
Yeah, you've really been in a slump.
Yeah, no, I suck.
Today I think you're going to break out. I have a feeling.
We'll see.
Mr. All right.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The backup on I-97 is there now. It's right at Route 32. And it's beginning to slow a little bit as you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard for that section of I-97. After the bridge at 178, all is good to go there. And then looking at the junction at 50 and I-97, the lanes are clear. I've really not seen any problems at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge, though it's a little bit slow and a speed reduction there for the traffic heading west on the bridge. But over at Roe Boulevard, the pace is much better through there. And just going to just double check on the Bay Bridge. Yeah, everybody's good on the westbound side. All three lanes are open. No problems eastbound. Now, on the Beltway, all the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring. The west side had several minor accidents this morning in the area between Liberty Road and I-70. So that's still crawling, backed up beyond 795. 795 had a wreck about a mile before the Beltway. That appears to be now off to the shoulder. And JFX now with the light rain, definitely busy at Ruxton Road, and it's slowing south coming in towards the city county line. 20 to 25 minute delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels.
It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Let Bernie check it all out. They'll do the antifreeze, tires, belts, and hoses. Get it all done. 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast rain for the next 2 days. Cloudy, cool today. Some light rain here this morning. 55 later on today. Scattered showers later this afternoon, early this evening, through tomorrow. And then high winds tomorrow morning and heavy downpours are expected. Right now, a coastal flood warning is in effect. 49 in Arnold, and it is 46 in Middle River. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM pens and keychains for you here this morning. Tony is in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, guys.
By the way, parental discretion is advised for the upcoming segment. So if there are young ears in the car or at home and the, within the reach of the radio, parents, be forewarned. They may not want to hear some of this. All right. You want to go first, second, third, or last, Tony?
I'll go second.
Second. All right. Good luck to you.
Sandwich.
Sure. Thanks.
Story one. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital have successfully transplanted a horse's penis onto a New Hampshire man. Tim Andrews, 66 years old, suffering from erectile dysfunction, when he received the genetically edited organ back in January. So far, so good. I might say not for long. Story two.
I wouldn't say that.
Batman and Robin costumes went on sale over the weekend. Overall, $1 million was spent at auction. Batman and Robin's costumes, worn by Adam West and Burt Ward, went for $575,000. The Joker's went for $200,000. Outfits for Batgirl, Catwoman, and Penguin also sold at this record auction. And story three, California Governor Gavin Newsom, has signed a bill into law that allows illegal aliens to oversee elections in the state of California. That's something that they say is going to make elections more secure because illegals are better at spotting other illegals. All right, story one. Man gets horse penis transplant. Story two goes from Mr. Dead to Mr. Ed.
Oh, Wilbur.
Story Wilbur. Story two, Batman and the Robin costumes and others sell for nearly $1 million. And story three, California allowing illegal aliens to oversee elections. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Why do you think they call me Ed?
E.D.
Mr. E.D. Not a crook. I got to go with that one.
All right, Chuck goes for story number one. Tony?
I have to go with one. At least it wasn't an alligator and then he'd have reptile.
A little bit of snapping turtle.
Maggie.
Oh, number one. Please. There's no way that the...
What do you mean, please?
Oh, man.
What does she mean? She went, please.
I know, but I'm not sure we want to go any further. Kristen.
I just... Well, I thought it was number one, but I also have trouble believing number three, at least that he would say it. But I guess I'll go with the crowd. That strategy works for Chuck when he doesn't know, so I guess I'll go with one.
Another shot at Chuck.
Secretary. Just an observation.
Oh. Okay. Story number one, Mr. E.D., is our fake news story of the day. Yeah,
thank you so much. Gee, what a surprise.
Yeah, they haven't done that.
That's what she said.
All right, Tony.
We'll put
you at hold and tell you how to get your prize. Thank you very much.
Is that you, Wilbur, or are you just glad to see
It's 7:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, more on the energy crisis here in Maryland. By the way, top of the hour, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale joins us with his ideas for how to fix the healthcare system here in Maryland, and also Governor Moore's revolving door. Another staffer has left the governor's employ. What the heck is going on there? And coming up a little bit later on, DHS has already violated its new policy on foster care placements. And Mondami the Commie has got more cop hate. And latest poll out on which Democrat. You might be shocked at who leads the field among the Democrats, and you also might be somewhat stunned at where Governor Tex Moore ends up in this poll. It's 7:50. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat-ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call text or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
7:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I obviously saw this story yesterday. And Bill Gates, billionaire Bill, the one that wants to jab the world and reduce the overall population and was warning that climate change was going to lead to the death of the planet, the doomsday scenario. Well, Bill Gates has dramatically changed his position on climate change, acknowledging for the first time there is no doomsday risk from global warming. He says, although climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poorest countries, it will not lead to humanity's demise. People will be able to live and thrive in most places on Earth for the foreseeable future. I immediately start thinking, what technology is he now investing in where he's going to make even more dough? He's off the climate change train and now on to something else. So we'll keep looking into this story. But he's still investing in clean energy, but the question is what kind? 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, saddling up is Chuck Whitaker.
But not for long. Northbound I-95, a new wreck just reported at Route 32, and the initial report says should be on the shoulder. Won't take much to back that up to 216 and maybe back to 198. So, again, be on the lookout for that. JFX is slowing. Ruxton Road, looking at it right here at the city-county line. You see the roadway conditions are still wet, so a little bit of caution there as you're going south from the city-county line. The expressway does the zigzag pretty much all the way into the ramps downtown. Beltway is crawling. Interloop through Pikesville, that goes all the way over towards 83. The Parkville side is all jammed up. The west side had problems earlier with some rain. Several minor accidents, still very slow from 795 down through Frederick Road. The inner loop is also slow above Frederick Road. There was a report of a minor wreck on the shoulder near the Edmondson Avenue ramp, and we're still posting at least 25-minute delays southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your midweek. It's going to be wet. cloudy, cool today. Rain, light rain this morning. 55, scattered showers later this afternoon, this evening, into tomorrow. High winds and heavy downpours for your Thursday. Coastal flood warning right now, 46 in Severn, and it is 47 in downtown Baltimore. I did want to share with you what one listener just texted moments ago into the end of the show. This is from unnamed. But it says, I moved to Maryland in 1986, lived near St. Agnes. I didn't know any better when I first moved down here, what was right, wrong, or indifferent. The family on the other side of my duplex was a third-generation welfare person with five kids and three different fathers. She sold her food stamps on a regular basis so she could go out and party. Then her kids would be knocking on my door for cereal, milk, peanut butter, jelly, anything else that I could spare. So I basically paid for the food stamps and still paid for her children to eat. And let's not forget the energy assistance that they can get on a very regular basis as well. Yeah, this whole system has turned into one big, great grift, if you will. Back to the energy crisis, Delegate Brian Chisholm says the problem here in Maryland is, besides that we need supply, is the green energy that have been thrust upon us by the Democrats.
Our families and our friends and our small businesses cannot afford this reckless agenda of this green energy push.
Yeah, and Steve Bennett at PJM, you know, they're getting a lot of blame, and that was pointed out at this hearing yesterday, but here's what he had to say.
I don't know that this is the time for blame. Criticism.
But you are getting blamed.
We are. We are getting blamed. And there are things that we can control and things that we can't.
Yeah, and they can't control, you know, they can manage what comes into the grid, but they're not responsible for generating what happens when it goes into the grid. And Chisholm says that he was asked, can you work with the Democrats on this in Annapolis next session?
We're always open to working with Democrats on real solutions. My concern is they say these things, but just like we saw last year, we get to the end and they really don't provide any results, any solutions for what we need. We need more supply. And if that is green energy, fine. But the problem is right now they've approved in the queue 38,000 megawatts of green energy, and not a single one of them can put a shovel in the ground. We need to keep the plants that are online right now continue to stay online. If the Democrats can come to us with some sort of a solution on how we do that or how we produce energy today, we're willing to listen.
Yeah, and we've closed down four coal-fired power plants. Jersey, I think, has five. And we're getting 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania. We all suffer here on the grid as a result of it. In fact, Jack Cittarelli has closed the gap in New Jersey because of this energy crisis in Jersey, which is much like Maryland. And he's advocating leading something called REGI. That's the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. And Chisholm was asked by Fox 45's Jessica Babb about whether or not Maryland can exit REGI as well.
It's such a massive tax that is put on the power producers that then goes down to the ratepayers that we all pay for. They look at REGI and they're like, we can't afford to operate in the state of Maryland, and that's a problem.
If the governor has to sign legislation, how likely is that to actually happen, and what's your plan for when that doesn't happen?
Yeah, unfortunately, I agree with you. I mean, they're just so beholden to this green energy mandate.
How beholden? Well, Governor Moore issued a statement saying that he's laser-focused on both providing relief to Marylanders and ensuring the reliability of our grid. REGI supports that mission. REGI's a proven track record of saving ratepayers money, building new clean energy, and reducing pollution. He says that even nuclear power is part of the REGI investment. But all we know is that we need more supply. Without it, there's just more demand. And with more demand and less supply, higher rates, and then eventually there'll be so much demand and not enough supply that you will see the rolling brownouts, blackouts, and whatever. So that is what's heading for our future unless the elected officials do something about it. And I applaud those individuals for getting the hearing now, but now we need some action. All right, if you're in the market for a new fridge, microwave, dishwasher, washer, dryer, any kind of appliance whatsoever, and doesn't matter what budget you're on, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, is where you need to go. You got to actually have to visit the showroom because they have, once you see it all laid out there, and Mayor, there are two guys named Mayor there, both very knowledgeable, very friendly. Their customer service is second to none, and they also offer a price match. So if you shop somewhere else and you find it at one of the big box stores, and you know what you like, go on in Town Appliance, and they'll take care of you. It's Town Appliance for all your appliance needs. All right, coming up next, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale is going to join us to talk about ideas for health care in Maryland. Also, Governor Moore's revolving door. We'll take a look also at the DHS already violating their new policy on foster care. We have more on Mom Donnie, and firefighters need some help. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he's looking forward to his meeting tomorrow with Chinese President Xi. The two leaders will meet in South Korea, the final stop on Mr. Trump's current Asia tour. There is speculation that Presidents Trump and Xi will announce a U.S.-China trade deal. In the meantime, Mr. Trump has a new trade agreement with South Korea. Now it's Cuba that's feeling the fury of Hurricane Melissa. It made landfall in eastern Cuba earlier today, coming ashore as a Category 3 storm.
There has been some weakening, and now that it's over land, we do anticipate that some additional weakening will occur. However, it is still forecast to be a strong hurricane as it moves across the Bahamas later today.
The National Hurricane Center's Brad Reinhart says Melissa slammed Jamaica as a devastating Cat 5 storm, winds 185 miles per hour, cutting power to roughly 500,000 people. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown, which is now into its 29th day.
U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston granted a preliminary injunction that bars the firings while a lawsuit challenging them plays out. She said that labor unions were likely to prevail on their claims that the job cuts were arbitrary and politically motivated. But Trump administration lawyers say the district court does not have the authority to hear personnel challenges, and that the president has broad authority to reduce the federal workforce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As the shutdown drags on, 25 states are suing the Trump administration to keep food stamp benefits going. After carrying out a series of airstrikes on Gaza, Israel says a ceasefire is back in place. The airstrikes prompted by the fatal shooting of an Israeli soldier in Rafah. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 72 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 118. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My debt problem started probably about 2016. I needed my life to change financially. I called Trinity, and I ended up joining based on high credit card bills and high interest rate. And my counselor at Trinity has been great, and Trinity has been helping me to get on the right path of paying off these credit card bills, bringing down the interest rate. They have consolidated my bills into one low monthly payment. And now I am finally getting out of credit card debt. So I just want to say thank you, Trinity, for showing me a better and greater path.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Sharon, and soon I will be debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there might be a problem here on the Bay Bridge westbound. I haven't seen it yet. I just saw a vehicle with flashing lights on the main span westbound, and there's no traffic right now right here at the main span. So just waiting to see if they're calling that a broken down vehicle. There had been a report there was a wreck on the west end of the bridge over near Sandy Point, but right now I'm looking to see what impact we have here on the northbound side. So right now, I don't see any traffic moving there. Just waiting to get an update and get the word on that and see if traffic starts to move once again. Inner loop at Edmondson Avenue, minor wreck there, was adding to the heavy traffic. The Beltway is slowing with some light rain, but all the normal delays are out there. 95 North, the accident is north of Route 216 coming up into Howard County. We've had delays going back towards 198. We were just advised the accident scene has been moved over onto the right shoulder area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool again today. Breezy too with highs in the mid-50s. We are tracking some scattered showers by this afternoon and especially tonight as lows fall back into the low 50s. Heavy rain and very gusty winds will greet you Thursday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 47 in Edgemere and 48 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Two suspects accused of kidnapping and killing a garden shop owner in Anne Arundel County appeared in court Tuesday. Prosecutors say Jonah Poole and Kylie Dakes murdered Edward Koza in May before placing his body in a truck that was later set on fire. A judge ruled Poole competent to stand trial, while Dakes waived her right to a speedy trial. Both face 7 charges, including first-degree murder, and the state hopes to try them together. Dakes' trial is set for June 2026, while Poole will return to court in November. And a bouncer caught on video choking a college student outside a Federal Hill bar has been indicted by a grand jury. Prosecutors say 41-year-old Kevin Weaver faces first and second-degree assault charges for the September incident outside Cross Street Public House. The video shows student Cameron Barnes being placed in a chokehold during an argument before his head was slammed into a car window. Officials say the bar has since ended its contract with the security firm involved. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 915, the pick 4, 8546. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante O Bel Air.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. World Series is now tied at 2 after the Blue Jays' clutch 6-2 win last night over Shohei and the Dodgers. Vlad Guerrero's 2-run shot in the third was the big hit, and then the Jays got to the Dodger bullpen for 3 in the 6th and another in the 7th. Meanwhile, right-hander Shane Bieber rose to the occasion, throwing 5 and a third of 1-run ball.
Very grateful for the opportunity to start for the Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series to even up the series. Now we just got to get 2 more, but yeah, the circumstances were something, that's for sure.
Dodger manager Dave Roberts knew this series wouldn't be a cakewalk.
We knew it was going to be a great series. This team is talented, they're resilient, talking about the Blue Jays, and they came back fighting.
Meanwhile, the Ravens with a fresh outlook coming out of the bye week. Last week's game against the Bears, and the team is buying in, according to tight end Isaiah Likely.
The mantra coming out the bye was, you know, really like new season, new us. I mean, just really just preaching, you know, just wiping the slate clean. Whatever happened in the past, let's stay in the past, and let's, you know, try to focus on, you know, one another every week from this point on.
So I guess the music at least is back in the Ravens locker room. Likely still yet to get on track, though, offensively for Baltimore. 5 catches on the season, only 26 yards, nothing downfield for Isaiah Likely. Cap shutout last night, 1-0 in Dallas. Head coach Spencer Carberry says they lack finish.
A lot of what we did out there for majority of the game, especially the second and third period, I thought we did a lot of good things. Control play, had majority of the looks, just didn't convert.
And they only had 24 shots last night, 0-3 on the power play. Wizards beaten last night in D.C. by the Sixers, 139-134, outscored by Philly by 16 in the fourth quarter. And finally, Kai Trump, the granddaughter of President Donald Trump, will make her LPGA Tour debut next month after receiving a sponsor exemption to play in the Annika at Pelican Christian Golf Club. The LPGA announced this yesterday. Kai Trump, the eldest child of Donald Trump Jr., has committed to play for the University of Miami next year. She is currently number 461 out of 2,500 girls on the junior circuit. Coming up in 30 minutes, homecoming isn't going to be easy for the Terps. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And coming up this hour, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline to talk about health care in Maryland and Governor Moore's revolving door. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How you doing, Sean?
Doing fine, sir. Thanks. Always a pleasure having you here on the program. Thanks for coming on. So the big debate here nationally right now during the Schumer shutdown is this Obamacare tax subsidies, and we know Obamacare doesn't work, and premiums went up 60%, and these subsidies are going to people that certainly can afford to pay for their own health care, but that's the way government works. And here in Maryland, they're talking about changing our system, where we actually would determine Medicare rates, and now changing it to a federal system ahead. So there's a lot of questions about how we're going to be able to afford the future as far as Medicare, Medicaid here in Maryland. What are your thoughts on the overall health care system here in the state, and do you have any ideas on how to improve it?
Well, I believe in the free market. You know, having a free market is something that really gets prices down. Competition is good. Right now, you don't have a lot of competition. There's no transparency. I just had my back fused about 3 months ago, and I had no idea what it was going to cost, and it was shocking when I got the bill. And I had insurance to take care of it. But you'd like to know an estimate, a range of what it's going to cost to do this, because if you get a car wreck, you know, you want to find out what the car is going to cost to get it fixed. You don't know that in this environment. There's so many bureaucrats that are involved in this that the cost of bureaucrats may outweigh the cost of your health care. I think that that has to be dealt with immediately, and I don't know how we can do it, but I'm going to find out about how to do that in the state. It's the state thing with the number of people that are on board just to watch over everything is astounding. And I can tell you from the standpoint of being I was on a very large hospital board, and I was on the audit committee, and all the time we spent was trying to figure out how we were not going to run afoul of the government. And we spent, hours and hours and hours doing this stuff, and we still couldn't get it right. So it's just so complex and so wrong that I think it has to return to, the private sector.
Yeah, it seems to me that the American Medical Association, with their medical coding, and that's what every single doctor, provider, hospital goes by, these medical billing codes, there's kind of a monopoly on that, and
yes,
that's how they determine what they're charging. Are you advocating, would you like to see that system scrapped and each doctor or provider or hospital would set their own rates?
I'd like to see everybody just erase all the lines between between the states, and let everybody just compete. And so you have a better idea. You get the best insurance coming into your state from wherever it has to be, and just erasing some of the state regulations. I can tell you, Sean, it was mind-numbing sitting in these meetings, looking over the codes. What, you code this, and somebody goes over 20 minutes, they go to 21 minutes, what do you do? It was mind-numbing. And it was because we wanted to do the right thing according to the laws, and it was very difficult to do. And I hate to even think about it. It was so bad.
Yeah, and you're right. This goes to a lot of families go through this, too. And what's sad is a lot of families who don't have insurance have to deal with it as well. Ed Hale, he's running for governor as a Republican. More on health care and what the heck is going on with Governor Moore's staff in just a moment. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Interloop of the Beltway could be slow now. There was a wreck near the BW Parkway. The camera is out right there. But looking at the camera back at I-97 coming up from 648 in Ferndale, and then that ramp to the interloop, which comes up the Beltway towards 648 and Camp Mead Road. So there's a big backup there, and here comes a state highway truck up through there as well. So there is something to that report that there is a wreck on the Beltway over on the southwest side. Everybody's off the roadway now from the wreck in Howard County. Northbound 95 coming up to Route 32, but it's been slow back beyond the ramps at 216. All the morning delays still in play on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are still backed up as you're coming south from the city county line, both on 95 and 895 going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, and 95 backed up beyond the ramp at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: cloudy, cool today, mid-50s, scattered showers later this afternoon, early this evening, into tonight. Tomorrow is going to be windy and heavy downpours. Right now we're looking at, it's 47 in the city and 44 in Owings Mills. On our Newsmaker hotline, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale. Ed, we've seen all hands on deck, and then they jump off the ship with Governor Moore and his latest staff. Two more people left his staff, and they made some announcements yesterday. But we see a lot of people leaving Governor Moore's administration. What do you think is behind that?
I really don't know. It does not seem to be normal. You know, I've run billion-dollar companies, and you don't have your upper management leaving in numbers like this. Something is wrong. Something fundamentally is wrong. I don't know what it is. Some people suggest that people are jumping ship for better jobs, and they're also jumping ship because they think he's going not to be the governor in another year and a half. So I don't know what it is, but something is really not right. The cohesiveness is not there. But I'll tell you the big thing, the result of all this is, I don't care where I go or who I talk to, I'm going to see the watermen on down the Rock Hall on Friday. They don't get calls back. Nobody calls them back. The farmers don't get calls back. It's just there's nobody calling back and responding to any calls. You can't get permits to build houses in Kent County. Something is not right there. And I believe the thing is, he's running for president. That's it, and he can lie about that all he wants. But he's running for president, period.
You mentioned cohesiveness, and I think as a businessman, isn't it important as far as teamwork and knowing what the mission is and the final objectives, that you have all the people on the rowboat pulling with this the same direction, and if you've got people leaving and new people coming in and having to train them and get up to speed, doesn't that negatively impact an operation?
To me, that is really that takes more time than is really necessary. And the people that want to come and work for me, that are volunteering with me right now, that want to come with me, are fantastic people, and they're loyal to me, and they're going to come with me. And I would expect it for them to be loyal to me, stay with me, and be there through everything, advise me, and give me ideas, and give me as much input as they possibly can. And I'm going to like it because these people are very smart. The ones that are coming here are really sharp people, and they want to come with an administration that the Hale administration. That's what I want to have, really good people, not these political operatives that come in. I think that's one of the big problems. They have a lot of political operatives there, and they're bailing out for some reason.
Yeah. I know it was a rough start to the beginning when you made your announcement. You were switching from Democrat to Republican. You were like the skunk at the party. Has the reception warmed a little bit in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I spoke at something down in Easton the other night, and I think there's still the reservations about that, but you know, I could out conservative anybody in that room. You know, with me doing, I'm a conservative. Yeah, you know, I'm a moderate person that's pretty conservative in my views. And making payroll all those years, you know, and creating all the jobs that I've done all these years, I think I'm the answer. I'm not the question. I think that I could come in and, you know, the Democrat Party, just like with the Reagan, left him.
Right.
You know, he got Trump out of there while the Trump too. You know,
they're both
you
Democrats.
Don't want to say Trump. Yeah, yeah, Sean. You know, you don't want to say Trump in this state because it would galvanize all the Democrats against me. So
well.
You know, I believe that I can out conservative anybody that wants to run.
Let me ask you this then, because Governor Moore has come out and said, because we're in this now day 29 of the shutdown, he says he will not tap state funds to help federal employees during this rough time unless he gets a guarantee from Trump he would be reimbursed. What would you do?
I would help use whatever resources we have here to help all the people that have been affected by this. I wouldn't say that. He's only saying that because that's a Democratic talking point. That really is it. And at some point, I'd like to get back together with you again when you have time and just talk about some of the fees and things like this that, you know, are really directed at the Green New Deal and things like this that have come up that are just killing us and it costing us a lot of money.
Yep.
And I think that these things should be stopped. This guy's got to be stopped.
All right, we'll get Kristen, our executive producer. She's trying to set up an hour for you in studio, so I know you got a busy schedule, but we'll work on that. All right, Ed?
Never too busy to see you guys.
All right, thanks. Always a pleasure.
All right.
We'll talk to you
all
soon.
Right, thank you.
That's a Republican gubernatorial candidate, Ed Hale, on our Newsmaker Hotline. Joining us now is a brand new sponsor to WCBM, and want to welcome Wesley Secure Care. Amanda Young is with Wesley Secure Care. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us here this morning. So we've been hearing some of the commercials already on WCBM about Wesley Secure Care, and if you could, explain what it is and how it works.
Yeah, so Wesley Secure Care is a nonprofit that offers a very unique program called Continuing Care at Home for individuals who are 60 years or better. And we offer, it really is sort of the best of both worlds, enabling people to age in place, maintaining their independence and freedom, but offering very similar services that they would receive in a retirement home, but brought to them in the comfort of their own home. And we work with them one-on-one with a care coordinator to keep them as healthy as possible. And if anything comes up, we coordinate and we also pay for care services. So we help people protect their assets from the rising cost of long-term care services.
Yeah, that was my next question because, you know, at 60 plus, you know, you're at the younger age of that demographic and people, you know, might need a little less help. But as we age, you might need a little more help. So what happens if somebody does need long-term care? How do you manage that?
Yeah, so it's really simple because unlike long-term care insurance where there's a lot of paperwork involved, when somebody needs something, they can call, text, email their care coordinator whom they have a personal relationship with, and that person will use one of our preferred providers who we know provide great care, and they'll coordinate that for them. Our client won't have to do anything, and we'll coordinate the care, oversee it, and then we're the ones that get the bill for it at the end of the day. And then we're going to monitor all that for quality to make sure that the care is up to not only our expectations, but our members' expectations as well.
So if our listeners want more information, is there a website or phone number that they can contact you with?
Yeah, so they can visit our website at wesleysecurecare.org or feel free to give us a call at 410-324-2400.
What was the phone number again?
410-324-2400.
All right, Amanda Young with Wesley Secure Care. Thanks, Amanda. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the near future.
All right, thanks again.
All right, that's Amanda Young, Wesley Secure Care, wesleysecurecare.org.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Up men. Call them anytime of the day. 1-800-585-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
823 traffic and weather on the freeze. Kind of a messy morning, but it's going to get a lot messier later this afternoon. Chuck Whitaker has timed his day off perfectly for tomorrow. Heavy winds and downpours, so he must have an inside track with a weather dude.
Traffic and weather together. That's I know when to leave.
Hi, what's it looking like?
And it's funny because we had the rain, you know, this morning on the Beltway, and then I went down and looked at the Bay Bridge there for a while, and the sun was out down through there. So it just goes to show you 25 or 30 miles can make a big difference. Very dry here at I-97, but they're slowing northbound coming up from 648 in Ferndale. Problem was there was a wreck. We couldn't see it because the cameras are out near the BW Parkway, but the wreck was reported on the inner loop between Camp Meade Road and the Parkway. So that backs up the Beltway, backs up I-97. So if you're coming up the Beltway from Glen Burnie or if you're coming up I-97, that's the reason for that delay. Everybody else on the Beltway right now, as far as we know, all the late backing is still there. And we're still pushing all that heavy traffic south at both the harbor tunnels. JFX, with that little bit of rain earlier, was backing up and slowing. I think they were just taking their time between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool today, 55. Scattered showers expected later on this afternoon, this evening. It's cloudy at 46 in Owings Mills, 50 in Annapolis. And you can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for our America 250 birthday celebration update. United States Army Band with a great rendition of our national anthem. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Japanese Prime Minister, newly elected Sanae Takaichi, she has gifted the United States with 250 cherry trees in honor of our 250th birthday celebration. So a very generous gift on the part of the Japanese people and the Japanese government. And that was announced with President Trump just leaving Japan yesterday. He's in South Korea now. So on this day in 1901, back when we executed people, we had the death penalty. Leon Czolgosz was electrocuted for the assassination of President McKinley inside the Temple of Music at the Pan American Expo in Buffalo, New York. And I've always said it was a deterrent, maybe not for everybody else, but certainly for him. He would never be able to assassinate anybody else ever again. 1969, it was not Al Gore. Many people thought Al Gore invented the Internet. The first connection of what would become the Internet was made when bits of data flowed between computers at UCLA and the Stanford Research Institute, way before Al Gore. claimed to have invented the Internet. 1998, United States Senator John Glenn, who in 1962 became the first U.S. astronaut to orbit the Earth, returned to space aboard the shuttle Discovery at the age of 77. He became the oldest person to ever travel in space. In 2004, Osama bin Laden, in a videotape addressed to the American people, said that he ordered the 9/11 attacks on the United States and that he was the one responsible. Mamdani's aunt, however, still couldn't wear her hijab. 2012, the storm that began as Hurricane Sandy hit several Caribbean countries and eventually continuing a destructive path in the Northeast. We felt it here in Maryland, all the way up the coast. You might recall the strange political bedfellows. Barack Hussein Obama and then New Jersey Governor Chris Christie walking side by side. Hugging? Yes, I think they did hug. You're right, Kristen. There was a hug. You're absolutely right. Hugging on the beaches, shores of New Jersey. And that is a look at our 250th birthday celebration update. Rescue Natural Supplements. They wanted me to remind you that essential fatty acids, these are the omega-3s that we don't get enough of in our diet, and they are essential because they help with lowering cholesterol, lowering triglycerides, lowering chronic inflammation, joint inflammation. They help with your mood. They help with the overall, your largest organ in your body is your skin, and they help with your skin tone as well. And right now you can buy one, get one free of anything in the Rescue Natural Supplement inventory of omega-3s, large gel capsules, soft, smaller gel capsules, the liquids, the concentrated liquids, etc. All available right now for buy one, get one free. Use the coupon code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or log online at res-q.com. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Good morning. Thank you. Maryland's Department of Human Services is ending the practice of housing foster care children in hotels after a state audit exposed serious safety and oversight failures. The new policy requires all children in unlicensed settings to be moved to proper placements by late November. Officials say six children remain in hotels, down from 41 last year. The shift follows the death of 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, who took her own life while staying in a Baltimore hotel, prompting calls for reform. Lawmakers are now pushing Kanaya's law, which would permanently ban hotel placements and strengthen background check requirements for foster care providers. The University of Maryland Children's Hospital has received a $50 million donation from philanthropist Tom Golisano, marking the largest gift in the hospital's history. The funding will help expand gene therapy services, upgrade neonatal and pediatric intensive care units, and create new child-focused spaces. It will also support research into rare diseases, CAR T-cell therapy, and community-driven health programs. The hospital, which serves patients from across Maryland and nearby states, will be renamed in Golisano's honor. Golisano, founder of Paychex, has donated more than $1 billion to hospitals and educational programs nationwide. A former Shepherd Pratt nurse is facing rape charges involving a 17-year-old girl who was under his care. Baltimore County police say 35-year-old Michael Cabanalan was arrested after investigators found text messages and surveillance footage linking him to the victim. Detectives say the assaults happened earlier this year after the girl was discharged from the hospital and taken to an apartment in Towson. Cabanalan remains held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944
404-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
833 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the big delay right now, southwest side of the Beltway, the wreck where the camera is out is on the inner loop near the VW Parkway. Several vehicles were involved. The backup is affecting the Beltway if you're coming up from Ritchie Highway from Route 10 through there, but it's also backing up I-97. Looked at the camera, we're back almost very close to the ramp at 648, so at 648 all the way up to the Beltway, and then on the inner loop up to the VW Parkway, you might take 648 and come up to the Beltway. That would kind of cut that in half a little bit, but the Beltway is still jammed up, so either way, that southwest side is in trouble. We still have delays with heavy traffic in both the Harbor Tunnels, and the rest of the Beltway is still jammed up. 795 to Frederick Road, the inner loop to Pikesville, getting better after the JFX, and then from Parkville all the way around towards Towson, very slow on the northeast outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and cool again today. Breezy too with highs in the mid-50s. We are tracking some scattered showers by this afternoon and especially tonight as lows fall back into the low 50s. Heavy rain and very gusty winds will greet you Thursday morning. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Vlad Guerrero Jr., a hero in the Dominican Republic. The big two-run shot last night. Let's listen to the call in Spanish. Why can't we have this excitement in English?
El lanzamiento le tira y conecta un batazo entre left y center.
Love it. On Telemundo, Vlad Guerrero's third-inning two-run shot turned the game around as the Jays beat the Dodgers 6-2 last night to even the series at two games apiece. Game 5 tonight at 8 p.m., rookie Treya Savage for the Jays. It'll be two-time Cy Young Award winner Blake Snell for L.A. That is a rematch, by the way, of the Game 1 pitchers. Ravens were healthier than they've been all season yesterday, with all 53 practicing for the first time all year. Lamar was a full go for the second straight day and will play Thursday night. The only player limited yesterday was Ronnie Stanley. John Harbaugh was asked after practice if recently signed pass rusher Carl Lawson could suit up on Thursday night.
Yeah, he's looked good. We're just talking to him about learning the defense. He felt like he was picking it up quickly. He kind of appreciated the way it's organized. He thought it was something he could learn well. But that decision hasn't been made quite yet. That's something that we're still talking about.
Pass rush was better Sunday against the Bears, but Baltimore still at -6, next to last in the league in turnover differential. It'll be a tough putt for Maryland this weekend in College Park as number 2 ranked Indiana comes to town. Terps coming off a bye. They've been working on some things.
The one area that we continue to want to work towards is being able to win in the fourth quarter. And I think I know that we've continued to do the necessary things that will give us a chance.
Terps have lost 3 in a row. That was head coach Mike Loxley, all blown fourth quarter leads. There'll be drama in Phoenix this weekend. William Byron and Kyle Larson advancing to the Final Four. They'll hook up with Denny Hamlin and Chase Briscoe in the title round at Phoenix Raceway, where the NASCAR Cup Championship will be determined. On this day in sports history, we take you back to 1960. Muhammad Ali, then Cassius Clay, fights his first fight as a pro, outpointing Tunney Hunsicker in a 6-rounder in Louisville. And in 1989, future Ravens general manager Ozzie Newsome ends a string of 150 consecutive games with at least one catch as the Ravens tight end is shut out by the Houston Oilers. Browns end up winning it, though, 28-17. The time now is 8:37. When we return, we may not be going to Disney World.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So this is an interesting scenario. Travis Kelce will probably retire at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The Kansas City Chiefs are hot. They've won 5 out of the last 6. There's Super Bowl talk now back.
Right.
Let's say the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, and Travis Kelce has a big game, and he's voted the MVP. What do they do? They ask him, where are you going, right?
Right.
And the answer is, I still think they did.
Okay.
Where are you going? You're going to Disney World, right?
Right.
Well, if Travis Kelce becomes the MVP, that's going to be an issue. Because he and some private equity partners just put $200 million into Six Flags.
Uh-oh.
So, what do you think? And Taylor Swift may be actually one of those equity partners.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the point is, what if Travis Kelce does get asked that question, if he is the Super Bowl MVP? What is he going to do?
Six Flags Largo.
Got to.
Jeez.
Do they still have Six Flags in Largo?
Yeah, I was just going to ask
that, too. No, they shut it down.
They shut that down. Yeah, Six Flags is a flagging organization, as it were.
Yeah.
But still, that's going to be a conundrum for Travis Kelce.
Well, the one I think in Texas is really big.
Well, they have one in Florida.
Yeah. Atlanta, too, I believe.
No. Okay, you want to Google that? Because I don't have the time.
All right. He has enough homework as it is.
Yeah.
Let's hope we don't see that scenario play out.
Absolutely not. No. I can't stand another Chiefs Super Bowl.
Hey, thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, last week, a week ago, in fact, the Maryland Department of Human Services put out a directive. And this was, you know, in Kenai Ward, the 16-year-old that was left alone in a hotel room with suicidal tendencies. And, she did commit suicide. Rafael Lopez, the Human Services Secretary, issued a policy and said they would immediately stop facilitating stays in unlicensed settings. Hotels, motels, office buildings, and other unlicensed settings are not in a youth's best interest and must be discontinued immediately, Lopez's memo read. That did not stop a youth from spending this past Sunday night in the Baltimore City Department of Social Services office. It is unclear what circumstances led to the state having to keep a child in an office overnight, but that was in violation, direct violation, of his memo. Because it says, hotels, motels, office buildings, and other unlicensed settings. So the DHS violated their own order. Can anybody run this outfit with efficiency and competence? There's supposed to be a hearing. Again, I think that hearing is coming up shortly in Annapolis on foster care placements. And Delegate Mike Griffith, who was on with us a couple of weeks ago, he himself a survivor of the foster care system, was kind of taking a little bit of a dig here at Governor Moore.
These kids are left behind.
Yeah. All of them. And some permanently, in the case of Kenai Ward. And he says every time he turns around, there's another embarrassing story about DHS.
Every day we're learning something new that's going sideways in the foster care system with these kids.
Tammy Johnson works for CASA. No, not that CASA. This is a different, this is Child Advocate Service Association, I think is the acronym. And they're the ones that advocate for foster children, making sure. But she says, look, this has been going on a long time. The Kenai Ward death, obviously tragic and unfortunate, but this is just tip of the iceberg. And she says, this is nothing new.
This is something that we see every day. This is not news to us. We fight weekly, daily for these kids, for the system to do better and be better. Sometimes we hear, you know, it's a system problem, but the system is made up of people, so it's a people problem.
It is a people problem, and let's hear from the state senator, Shelley Hedelman. She heads up the committee that oversees the DHS and the foster care placement. She was asked by Fox 45 as to what needs to be done to fix this.
Look, we have to work collaboratively. You know, they're a big agency that has a lot of responsibility, and we just want to make sure that that they are accountable. And I think they're taking very seriously the issues that have arisen trying to address them.
That's government speak. You know, that is a bureaucratic boondoggle gobbledygook. You know, you hear a lot of accountability, collaboratively, whatever. The problem is, and this is largely a Democrat Party problem, although there are some Republicans that get dragged into it as well, they don't prioritize children. They just don't. You can see it. You can see it all the way from the abortion argument to the Biden regime allowing 300,000 to 500,000 children to go missing. I was just read a horrific article about a section of L.A. where many of these children end up, these illegal alien girls, at the age of 10, 11, 12, sex trafficked, etc. And so if you don't prioritize the safety and the innocence of children in the womb or as they cross the border illegally, then they certainly aren't going to do it in the foster care system. Not there aren't good people working there, but to me, I just think is a damning indictment of today's modern Democrat Party and some Republicans, too. It's 8:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, I found a camera over on the southwest side. It's actually a camera that normally looks at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway on 895 at the Beltway. They've turned it to the south where we can see what in this haze appears to be this major wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway at the BWD Parkway. Most of the lanes are blocked. I've seen a couple of cars kind of trickling through there. Big delays back towards Ritchie Highway and Route 10. I-97 is backed up to Ferndale. The outer loop is looking at it, and there's also a backup there, so we weren't aware of that till just now. Anybody coming south from Washington Boulevard, if you're coming down from 95, you're trying to go towards Glen Burnie, that beltway on the southwest side is really having a problem. It looks like now in the haze that some traffic is getting by on the inner loop, either on the shoulder or just squeezing by in the left-hand lane. But one lane only, there's some flashing lights on the outer loop as well, right there at the parkway. So again, you're also getting an impact there. Big delays southwest corner of the Beltway. I-97, if I was coming up north, I think I would take 100 and go over to 95 and then come up to the Beltway going around that. You would have the same option going south on the Beltway, down 95, pick up 100, and then go over towards I-97 and make your move from there. You have the option also of the BWD Parkway down towards the airport, around through 170, several different ways to go around it if you're aware of the local traffic through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your 525 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, cool today, and a high about 55. Some scattered showers move in later this afternoon, early tonight, through tomorrow. And then tomorrow is going to get ugly. High winds, heavy downpours, so be forewarned. It is cloudy, 46 in Ellicott City, 46 in Pikesville. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
I need some
All right, a mother in Fort Worth, Texas, was in a nasty crash last Thursday, flipped her car. Police officers had to do CPR on her one-year-old daughter, who was pinned under the car when they got there. Both mom and baby expected to make a full recovery, and here are the police rescuing the baby.
Here, we need to move the car. I think the baby's in there. Keep moving.
She has a pulse.
Yes, there you cry. Yes. Cry, please.
The baby was not breathing, was obviously not crying when they got there. It was pinned under the car. It was a sunroof in the car, and the baby, when the car flipped, the sunroof actually protected the baby somehow, and they were able to drag the baby out from underneath the car and then immediately begin CPR. It's just an incredible story.
You hear that cry, and it's like, amen.
Yep, those Fort Worth police officers, they are true heroes, and no doubt about that. Hey, Mayor Scott. And it says he's going to spend $4.7 million on Baltimore is impacted by the government shutdown. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But our feel-good news segment brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore. Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process
process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
So Mayor Scott will spend nearly $5 million on residents affected by the federal government shutdown, he said yesterday. The funding, he says, will help residents put food on the table, pay rent, cover child care, support hospital-based violence responders, blah, blah, blah. So this is a four-part aid package coming from the unobligated carry-forward funds left over from fiscal year 2025 and ARPA. That's the American Rescue Plan Act. Scott's announcement says that, quote, our city dollars will never be able to fill the gaps left by this administration and their friends. But we're committed to doing what we can to support the folks that are most directly impacted by this shutdown. If nobody else got us, we have to have our own selves. End of quote. So what I don't see in this article, and I think this was the Baltimore Sun, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's the Sun paper. In this article by the Sun, there's nothing in here that says that they'll have to pay back whatever assistance in food or rent or anything else. Now, they may have to, but it doesn't say this in the article, so I'll have to do a little bit more research on that. And look, I understand you want to help people tide get from point A to point B. Okay, I'm an agreeable kind of guy. But I think if you're going to float a loan to city residents, and remember, Governor Moore already said he wouldn't do it. We just heard Ed Hale said he would find out whatever he had in their resources to help, and there is a fund with billions for state residents. But, you know, if they're going to float a loan, that's how it should be. It shouldn't be assistance. It shouldn't be, you know, pay. It should be termed as we're going to give you a loan, a bridge loan. Call it a bridge loan to get it from here until when your paychecks resume under when Democrats finally wake up and figure out they've screwed the country by closing the government. So, then I think that we should be repaid. The taxpayers of Baltimore City or the state of Maryland or at the federal level should be repaid for any monies that we temporarily loaned these individuals during their tough time. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. And coming up next, firefighters. You remember when they endorsed Mayor Scott for his reelection campaign? I think they're beginning to regret that endorsement. We'll explain.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, the reason why they carry states like New York and Illinois is because of the population centers loaded with Democrat voters. Even Maryland, where I used to live, the Democrat Party wants to keep the people in America's inner cities uneducated, aggrieved, impoverished, and dependent. And now they have illegals in those areas that they are going to use to vote Democrat.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Well, I got to dig through here and get this poll out so we can quiz Maggie.
Oh, no.
See what she thinks about the Democrats running in 2028. Here's a new poll, brand new poll out on the surprising frontrunner for the 2028 Democrat nomination. Who do you think it is? Your wildest guesses.
Anything's possible.
No. He's not running.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you're talking about, yeah.
Just the Democrats.
Just the 2028. Gavin.
Gavin is number two. It's a good guess. 15%. Mayor Pete. Pete Buttigieg. Good. He was number one.
19%. He's number one?
Yeah. Gavin's 15. AOC 14. Kamala 11. Bolshevik Bernie 8. J.B. Pritzker. J.B. Back Ribs, as we call him. 6%. Andy Beshear, governor of Kentucky, 3%. Amy Klobuchar, 3%. Mark Kelly of Arizona, 3%. Spartacus.
Spartacus is Cory one of
Booker,
the ones.
2%. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, 2%. Gretchen Whitmer, 1%. Who's missing? Who's missing from the list?
Sleepy Joe.
Governor Tax Moore, 0%. Got a lot of heavy lifting
to
go here.
That's surprising. I thought that was definitely a move.
He's certainly trying. Yes, he's very trying. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here's the king, Lugnuts Johnson.
I cut it out now. Tell the people trying.
Not you, Governor Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Yeah, that was directed towards him.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I know you're off tomorrow, so I wasn't going to take a parting shot.
That's fine. You know, you'll get me either way. I know you will. Even if I'm not here, something
your ears will be burning.
That will bring me to askew once again. The inner loop of the Beltway, the whole damn side of the Beltway down through that area, the BW Parkway, that is a mess. Big wreck on the inner loop of the Parkway. The inner loop was backed up to I-97, also backed up towards Ritchie Highway and Route 10. One lane is getting by now. They're getting some traffic by, but not enough to help the situation. So our big delays continue on I-97 back to Ferndale. And again, the Beltway is backed up towards Ritchie Highway and Route 10. The outer loop also got involved, and that was really slow coming down from Wilkins Avenue, from 95 Washington Boulevard, going down through that area. Again, some options. If you're coming up I-97, you're coming up towards Ferndale, you can take Route 100, go over to 95, come up. That'll bring you out on the Beltway way beyond that wreck. And the same thing for the traffic coming south on the Beltway. You could take the Parkway or 95, go down to 100, and go around that complete area. It's definitely going to be a bottleneck for a while. Several vehicles were involved. Still some late rain showers in the area, so some folks still have the low beams on. Going to have to continue to watch your speed. And then, of course, the heavy rain for tomorrow. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, cool today. 55. Scattered showers a little bit later on this afternoon, this evening through tomorrow. And then tomorrow's going to be an ugly rush hour. High winds, heavy downpours throughout most of the day. So right now it is windy in Ocean City. 58, 48 in cloudy in Baltimore City. So first and foremost, let me preface my remarks by saying that we certainly do value and appreciate and are very grateful for all our first responders, okay? Police officers, firefighters, EMS, you name it. Again, these people run into the, you know, it takes a special breed of character to run into a burning building while everybody else is running out, okay? So I want to say that up front. I do think that, unfortunately, because, you know, we have these unions, there are sometimes, you know, they feel pressured to support Democrat candidates over others just because of the union connection there. And I think the same thing happened in the last election cycle when the Firefighters Union, again, endorsed Mayor Scott. When I don't necessarily think that Mayor Scott has the priorities of firefighters first and foremost in his mind. And again, remember, they show up no matter what. No matter what the situation, when people are running from, you know, crumbling buildings, buildings on fire, you know, shots fired, police and firefighters are there. That's their job, and they know it. Well, Matt Koster is the president of Baltimore City Firefighters, IAFF Local 734, and he's saying right now there's a 28% vacancy rate in EMS and 11% vacancy in fire suppression. He says there are some serious staffing issues for the firefighters.
It's been an issue for a few years now. I want to say last update that I got, we were about 27% vacancy rate in EMS and about 11% in suppression.
And so what does that mean to you in the city or in surrounding counties, whatever the case may be? I know this is just the city we're talking about right now. But what does that mean to you in real-world language?
It just means that you're going to wait a little bit longer. And for us, you know, time is our worst enemy. You know, we're always battling against time. You know, every second counts when it comes in an emergency situation, whether it be, you know, cardiac arrest, a shooting, a drug overdose.
Yeah, seconds matter. You know, when lives are on the line, seconds count and they matter. And they have to have these response times. And if they're understaffed and overworked, they might be working somewhere else and they got to redirect. So, so again, the Firefighters Union, Matt Koster, said that he asked for a meeting with the mayor to discuss these really crucial staffing shortages.
Saving lives.
All right? And here's what he said happened.
I mean, we supported the mayor in his re-election campaign. I have not met with the mayor since he was probably elected. It's been a while since we tried to meet with him the other day, and he wouldn't meet with President Fannin and I. So,
what was his reason?
He was busy.
The mayor of Baltimore was too busy to meet with the people that put out fires in his city and that arrest perps in his city and then take victims into his city that he's in charge of to the hospital for medical emergency medical treatment.
Human lives.
Okay? So I don't know what his schedule was like. You mean to tell me that Mayor Brandon Scott, maybe he was too busy meeting with Brandon Johnson of the commie mayor of Chicago. I mean, I would have taken the meeting with the firefighters and police over the mayor with some communist that's running Chicago. But that's the plan here. And we don't have time to get the Mom Donnie. We'll do him tomorrow and some of the other stuff here. But the plan, in case you don't know it, is a Democrat Socialist of America. They want to elect 1,000 socialist mayors in 1,000 cities. New York's the biggest one. But they already have been a bunch of them. I think there's 20 cities where the mayor that's running a city, Jacob Frey in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Brandon Johnson in Chicago, these are socialists. These are Marxists. The plan is they know they can't win nationwide elections or even statewide elections, but if they populate socialists from the ground up through these cities, then that's how they'll take over America.
Invasive.
And you better be aware of that and be forewarned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.